Bouncing ball back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. Retrieved there by Goodrich around the back at third. And coming home on the play is going to be Nealon. And Hastings goes out on top by a score of 6-0.
NAI National Tournament Baseball is on the air as Hastings College makes their first appearance trying to take the crown.
1-2 the count here at the plate as Land will throw another one to the plate. Here it comes. Swung out and missed, and the Broncos win the ball game here this afternoon, 5-4.
Today's game is brought to you in part by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings Tribune, Whip Plumbing, Five Points Bank of Hastings, Hastings College, Big G Ace, and Jacoby's Carpet One, Floor and Home. We're live in Lubbock, Texas. Now, let's turn things over to the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good morning. Welcome to Hayes Field. We're in Lubbock, Texas this morning for the NAIA National Baseball Tournament here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College getting set to take on Kansas Wesleyan in the opening round ball game as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bovey. And coach, we're finally here at the national tournament. It's got to be a great feeling for you guys.
Oh, it is a good feeling. And it's finally here. I think, I don't know if you mean the end of a long year or if you mean the end of a long drive, but we're finally here. We're excited. I'm a little worried about we're overexcited to be here, but this is a goal you set for yourself at the beginning of the year. You know, you want to win the league so you can advance to the national tournament, and now we're here, and we'll see what happens once we get here.
First appearance in the national tournament, so to speak. Hastings making it here in Texas this morning. What's the feeling of the guys?
Well, in all honesty, I think we're a little tight. In fact, I don't know if we could be any tighter. Already had a guy walk into a bat on a swing. I had a guy forget his jersey in the hotel, which is just a $40 ride at $250 a mile for the charter bus to take him back. And just guys real tight. I've tried to tell them, you know, Saturday against Doan, that's a reason to be tight, because if you don't do that, your goal may be gone. We've reached our primary goal. Now we should be able to enjoy this, and whether that does any good or not, that remains to be seen. But I think we're a little tight. And, you know, I'm sure some of the other teams are also, but I'm not sure how we're going to play being that tight.
Hastings playing here in the Lubbock bracket, so to speak. The highest ranked team here we have is the host team, the number 9 team in Lubbock Christian. Talk about the field here.
Well, even though amongst the number seeds, they're the lowest number 1 seed at number 9. Still a quality team, playing the best league in the country. And, you know, there's a very strong number 2 seed here, also from that league, which has created, opened some eyes, I guess. Don't know much about Northwood. I've never played them. They have a little tournament experience. And, of course, Kansas Wesleyan, we haven't played this year, but we've played the last few years. And, you know, they're big. You know, just at the banquet last night, these guys are big physical teams compared to ourselves. And we're going to have to do the little things, field the ball, not walk guys, execute to even have a chance with some of these teams.
What's it take to advance in a tournament like this?
Well, if you go to your pen early, that's going to be a tough situation, because most of the teams have good enough pitching that to expect to overcome a 7 or 8 run deficit like we did against Sioux Falls is pretty unrealistic, even if you could score 7 or 8 runs. So, we hope it's a low-scoring game and that our pitchers can keep their big hitters in check. I mean, I think if you look at the stats, almost everybody's got way more home runs than we have, bigger, faster guys. So we got to keep it in that type of game, turn it into a fielding contest, an execution contest, and then hope we're up to the challenge if it is that.
Hastings finishes the season strong despite not winning the GPAC postseason tournament. Finishes the season strong with the big wins at Doan and then advancing through the GPAC tournament. Talk about our play coming off of the GPAC tournament.
Well, you're right. The last 9 days of the season, we played extremely well. The doubleheader at Doan in the tournament, even though we went 3-2 in the tournament, I think you're still happy with how we played in terms of we had some urgency, even though on paper we didn't need to. Saw some good things. Didn't get a bunch of guys hurt. You know, quite a few of the teams in the GPAC, you saw guys coming off the field injured and things like that. And you know, I know Doan was debating until last night which 24 guys they were going to declare for the roster based on health issues and things like that. So we're not in that situation. Knock on wood, we don't get in that situation during the tournament here. But we've been happy with the way we've played the last 9 days. And you just hope for your team's sake you can sustain it on this type of stage.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk more about this ball game as we continue on the pregame show in 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovee as Broncos here in Lubbock, Texas, as you get ready to play in the NAIA National Tournament against Kansas Wesleyan. Field that we're on today, coach, has got a field turf type of infield here, and actually something different that we have not played on a whole lot. How's that going to affect the game?
Well, it's going to make ground balls quicker, obviously, and you'll see more ground ball, more CNI singles. We hope that we have a little edge because we've practiced on our field turf football field so much. You know, during, I don't know if people realize, but during the month of February and the first part of March, when we have those days that are nice enough to get outside in Hastings, we're on the field turf. We're not on one of our fields because the fields aren't ready yet. The frost is still coming out of the ground. So the field turf at our football stadium has really been one of our primary practice facilities. I hope that helps us. It's been a while since we've taken ground balls on that, but we were able to practice here yesterday. But it's going to make it's probably going to make for more offensive numbers, but also better defensive numbers in terms of, I don't think there'll be as many errors, but there might be just more singles and things like that. And then, you know, the wind can blow out here. So the park could play small if the wind gets strong. And then the wall is brick in a lot of places, so you could see some crazy bounces too. So I suspect that it's going to be a tournament with a lot of hits. Might not necessarily be reflected in a lot of runs, but I think there's going to be a lot of hits in these games.
Kansas Wesleyan, a team that we've had some history with, did not play them this year, but we've played in them past.
Yeah, we have, and it's been a pretty good series. You know, they get quite a few JUCO kids to come in and play there, so they're like I said, they're a little bigger and stronger. You know, they got about three pitchers that have thrown a ton of innings for them. I was looking at that. You know, we've really gone about five or six deep. They've gone about three deep. And I'm assuming we'll see one of them, and if hopefully we can get on them and chase them, and AJ can keep them in check, and it could be a good game. We've had good games with them the last couple of years, been pretty tight games, so I would hope it would be the same today.
AJ Clark will get the start for us in game number one of this national tournament. Saw some action during the GPAC tourney. Took the loss in the game against Midland, but what about the decision to bring AJ out first?
Well, you know, if you've been following us, a year ago and 2 years ago, we basically threw everybody in the same order for the entire year. And this year we didn't do that. It was kind of a gamble because things weren't going that poorly, but I just decided to do some juggling based on the rest I thought guys would need and who I thought we were going to fit into the rotation and some of the matchups and things like that. So we just thought in this stage we probably should go with our most veteran guy and probably the guy who's going to get the least hyped up by the atmosphere and the least tight. And go with him and see what happens. If we would happen to win this, then we're going to come back with Colton Williams tonight. If we happen to lose it, we'll come back with Kirby tomorrow. I just think those are kind of the matchups I want. And we'll see what happens. You know, we'll have Ives and Land out of the bullpen and hope our starters can get deep. You know, they're all nine inning games now. We don't have the sevens to start the tournament like we did in the GPAC. So, you know, we had two complete games last week on a Thursday. Not sure we're going to have that this week. You know, the one gamble with throwing AJ early is you are going to put him back out in the field once he's done pitching, which isn't ideal. But, you know, pitching is an important enough position that you decide who you want to throw out there pitching-wise first, and then whatever else happens in the other positions, that's what you live with.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic Labs play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Kansas Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
You know you need new tires before hitting the road for your family's next vacation. Get great tires and get $50 in gas from CPI Mr. Tire. Just buy four qualifying Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire and you'll earn $50 for your next fill-up. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for all the details. Master the road with Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
We'll be right back.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good morning. Welcome to Lubbock, Texas, the NAIA National Baseball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Opening round ball game, Hastings College, the champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, getting set to take on Kansas Wesleyan. The Coyotes come in. They are champions of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Association as we square off here in the NAIA National Baseball Tournament in Lubbock, Texas. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Welcome to Lubbock, Texas. It is sunny. It is 70 degrees here at game time here today. Not a cloud in the sky. Winds will be out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. Hastings College is playing in the first ever national tournament game for baseball here today, swearing off against Kansas Wesleyan, a team that we've had some history with. The Broncos have played Kansas Wesleyan during the regular season the past couple of years. Did not play them this year, but a very good baseball team we're going to be seeing here today. Kansas Wesleyan, a record of 34 wins, 15 losses on the season. They were 21-7 in their conference here this year, the Kansas College Athletics Association. They're coming into the national tournament on a seven-game winning streak. They won three games in their postseason conference tournament. They beat St. Mary's by the score of 16-3. They beat Sterling College 6-2, and they beat Tabor College in the championship game by the score of 8-7. They also won the regular season championship in Kansas, so a very good baseball team we'll see here today. Hastings College coming in a record of 28 wins, 22 losses on the season. Hastings finishing a three-way tie for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a 16-6 overall mark in the conference. Hastings winning a couple of tiebreakers with Doan and Northwestern, crown the conference champs and the automatic berth there to the national tournament in Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock Christian is the number one seed here in this tournament. They are ranked in the national rankings as well. In fact, that's the highest team we're going to see in the national rankings here in this tournament, as they are number 9 coming in. Next ball game today will be an opening round game between Rogers State out of Oklahoma, ranked number 15 in the country, against Northwood of Texas, number 21 in the country, and Hastings, the number 5 seed here, Kansas Wesleyan, the number 4 seed here today. So your starting lineups for Hastings College here today: Decker Brown will lead off for the Broncos. He'll be out in left field. His batting average at .237 on the season. Batting second will be Daniel Nealon, a third baseman. His batting average is sitting at .299. Batting third will be the pitcher and the designated hitter for Hastings College, A.J. Clark, .294 batting average. Jeff Hobbs will be the catcher. He's an all-conference player from the Great Plains Athletic Conference on the first team, named yesterday. Hobbs had a batting average at .325. John Rivera, the first baseman, will bat fifth. His batting average is sitting at .281. Mac Land, the right fielder, his average is at .292. Gabe Salas will get the start at second base today for Hastings. Salas batting in the number 7 position. His average is at .304. Sonny Huey will be the shortstop. His average is at .287. And Zach Nelson will be your center fielder. His average is at .217. So Hastings going with Brown, Nealon, and Clark. Hobbs, Rivera, and Land. Salas, Huey, and Nelson in the starting lineup here today. A.J. Clark, the pitcher for Hastings, has recorded 6 wins, 4 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 2.88. Matt Royal is going to get the start for Kansas Wesleyan and the Coyotes here this afternoon. Royal is one of the 10-game winners. They've got two 10-game winners on this staff, and we're going to see one of their aces here today. Matt Royal, 10-2 on the year, 3.18 earned run average. He has thrown 65 innings so far for Kansas Wesleyan, giving up 62 hits, 30 runs, 23 of those earned, 20 base on balls, 40 strikeouts. Teams are only batting .250 against him. Broncos going to be the visiting team here in game number one here today. A double elimination tournament, a five-team double elimination tournament here. And Decker Brown is up to the plate first of all. We got one ball and one strike here to lead things off here in this ball game today. So Decker Brown will be our left fielder today, leading things off for Hastings College. As a ground ball towards second base, picked up there, goes over the first. That's going to be in time as Sadowie grabs the ball there for the Coyotes of Kansas Wesleyan. Brandon Tronick will be your first baseman for Kansas Wesleyan. Matt Royal on the mound with Jeff Boyer behind the plates. Omar Sadawi will be your second baseman. Tito Garcia will be your shortstop, and Jordan Bain will be at third base. Out in left field, Jeff Gonzalez. Adam Jones will be out in center. Reggie York out in right field today for Kansas Wesleyan. That's going to bring up Daniel Nealon next. So these are all nine-inning ball games for us here in this national tournament. There's a breaking pitch that's going to stay inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Nealon. Again, his season batting average is sitting at .299 on the season. Nealon stepping in from the right side. Here comes the next pitch to the plate there by Royal. Is going to be outside, and Nealon gets ahead on the count of two balls and no strikes. Dimensions of Hayes Field here, 340 down the line at left, 340 down the line at right field, 380 to the power alleys, and 400 to straightaway center field. It's a field turf infield and a regular grass outfield here at Hayes Field as Hastings playing their first national tournament game here this morning against Kansas Wesleyan. The count to Nealon is sitting at three balls and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there right down the pipe there by Royal, and it's 3-1. So Daniel Nealon attempting to be the first base runner for the Broncos here in this ball game. Three balls and one strike here. Nealon has struck out 26 times this year, and he has walked 17 times. There's a swing and a miss. A fastball right at the knees. Nealon chases after that one, and it's now full at three balls and two strikes. Just underway here in Lubbock, Texas this afternoon is some 10 and a half, 11 hours from the city of Hastings as the Broncos making the trip south here for the national tournament game here this weekend. Daniel Nealon, second batter up there, a count of three balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings College with a base runner. Daniel Nealon heads down to the bag at first to get
next
things
up,
started.
The Broncos, the pitcher, number 23.
And that's going to bring up A.J. Clark next to the pitcher and the designated hitter. Clark has a batting average of .294 so far this season. Clark has got one home run and 30 RBIs. He has struck out 22 times. He's got a team-leading 36 walks so far this season. So now Royal working from the stretch for the first time today. Throws a fastball to the plate that's going to be outside for ball. 1-0 the count here to A.J. Clark. Royal, your pitcher, with Brandon Tronick down there at first base. Tronick will hold on the base runner Daniel Nealon down there for Hastings. As a Royal, the left-hander works that way. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing but smoke there. The catch is the outside corner. One ball and one strike. So Matt Royal, a lefty, throwing for Kansas Wesleyan here in game number one. A.J. Clark, the switch hitter for Hastings, batting from the right side here against the Royal. As the next pitch is going to be in there, a curveball that hits the outside corner for a strike. A.J. did not have a good GPAC tournament. He was one of our leading hitters during the year, but did not have a good GPAC tournament. Clark was only 3 out of 18 from the plate with 2 RBIs. He's the second leading hitter for Hastings College, but he's coming off of a so-so week last week up in Sioux City. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low. A.J. wanted to pull the trigger, but holds it back, and is now a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count to A.J. Hastings with a man on here in the top half of the first inning. As Daniel Nealon, Hastings stealing bases this year, 33 out of 42 swiping bags. Good lead over there right now as Royal will look that way. Instead, offers one to the plate, a swing and a miss. That was a fastball that had a lot of smoke on it as A.J. Clark swings and misses. First strikeout of the ball game by Matt Royal. That's going to bring up Jeff Hobbs next, the all-conference catcher for Hastings.
Next up for the Broncos, the catcher.
Jeff Hobbs will come up there. Hobbs with a batting average at .325 in the season. He was 5 for 18 in the GPAC tournament a week ago. So Jeff Hobbs comes to the plate. He's got a team-high 4 home runs on the season, and he has got 37 RBIs. Nealon's still down there at the bag at first. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at one. We're going to see the number one and number two starters here in the opening rounds of this tournament. And this guy here for Kansas Wesleyan has got 10 wins for the Coyotes so far this year. Here's the next pitch. It's out in front of the plate. Good stop there by the catcher, Jeff Boyle. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. So Hastings playing here in the opening round game. A win here would send the Broncos into the night game tonight at 6 against the number one seed in Lubbock Christian. If the Broncos lose here, they'll play in an elimination ball game tomorrow morning at 11. There's a fly ball right over the head of the Garcia, the shortstop in the center field. So the first base hit of the ball game provided there by Jeff Hobbs. So Hobbs gets aboard. Hastings has base runners on at first and second base here
base
in the opening inning.
John Rivera
comes to the plate next. Rivera has a batting average of .281 so far this season. He's playing at first base for Hastings College here this afternoon. Rivera with 45 base hits and 160 trips to the plate. So Hastings going to have a courtesy runner down there at first base. It's going to be Connor Thomas. Connor Thomas is going to come out and run for Hobbs down there at first base. So Hastings has got something going here in the top half of the first inning. Runners on at first and second base, but there's two men out. John Rivera comes up there. He was 7 out of 16 a week ago in the GPAC tournament up in Sioux City. Rivera had one RBI as he steps in there from the right side, and he fouls away the first pitch here on the first base side. Broncos came down on Tuesday. Actually had to work out here at Hayes Field yesterday and then had a banquet last night to attend. And the Broncos out here in this opening round ball game in the first contest of the national tournament here in Lubbock, Texas. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and foul tap back into the face mask of Jeff Boyer, the catcher. And Rivera's behind the count of no balls and two strikes. Broncos a little tight, according to Jim Bovey, during the pregame show. Coach kind of worried about how they're going to approach this ball game, but maybe getting a couple of guys on here in this first inning against one of the aces for Kansas Wesleyan, Matt Royal, will calm the nerves down a little bit. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, tapped down to first base side. Trotting grabs it, goes over, touches the bag, and the inning is over. John Rivera just got a little piece of that one as they jam him inside. I think it was hit off with a handle of the bat there. It goes trickling out to the first baseman, Brandon Trotting, and he touches the bag at first, and the inning is over for Hastings College. They score no runs on a base hit, no errors, and two men left on base. We played a half an inning here in Lubbock, Texas, the NAIA National Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings nothing, Kansas Wesleyan coming to bat.
Remodeling, Bill Hamburger Remodeling, yeah, BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here this morning on 1230 KHAS. We're at the NAIA National Tournament in Lubbock, Texas. Hastings College and Kansas Wesleyan squaring off here this afternoon. A.J. Clark is going to be the starting pitcher for the Broncos today. Clark has got a record of 6 wins and 4 losses on the season. He's got 1 save. He has thrown the most innings out of any pitcher on the Broncos staff this year. 65 and two-thirds innings. Giving up 62 hits and 26 runs, 21 of those have been earned. 5 base on balls and 52 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 2.88. Clark took the loss in the ball game against Midland during the GPAC tournament last week up in Sioux City. Lost that ball game 4-1. He threw all 7 innings, gave up 4 runs, 8 base hits, had a walk, and 4 strikeouts. So he's been considered one of our aces of our pitching staff. We'll see what he can do here against a very good Kansas Wesleyan hitting ball club. The Coyotes have a team batting average, gang, a team batting average of 331 as they come to play here in the national tournament. Adam Jones will lead things off. They've got several guys over the 350 mark as this national tournament gets underway. In fact, they have got 5 guys over 350 and a majority of their lineup over 300. Some of the regulars for Kansas Wesleyan. Adam Jones with a 370 batting average. He's a center fielder. 1-1 here. As the next pitch is hit on the ground toward third. Backhanded there by Nealon, but in foul territory. So 1-2 the count here. Adam Jones will lead things off. Then we'll see Jordan Bain, the third baseman. And then the leading hitter, Brandon Trotting, their first baseman. He's got a batting average of 450. Batting in the number 3 position. John Mihek, the designated hitter, will bat in the number 4 spot. There's a check swing at the plate. He did not go around with it. And the count now is at 2-2 here to the leadoff man for Kansas Wesleyan. And Adam Jones, A.J. Clark, wicking quickly out there with Jeff Hobbs, the old mainstay behind the plate again, the all-conference catcher for Hastings College. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It is now 3-2. In order for Hastings to stay in this ballgame, the Broncos cannot walk a bunch of guys. It's 3-2 to the leadoff man here in the bottom half of the first inning for Kansas Wesleyan. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. It's going to be up the outside corner for a called third strike. It catches Adam Jones licking there. He was on the way down to first base. Not the case. As A.J. Clark gets a strikeout here to lead off in the national tournament. And now Jordan Bain will come to the plate next. Bain has a batting average of .331 so far this season for Kansas Wesleyan. He's got two home runs and 21 RBIs. 41 base hits and 124 trips to the plate. He will bat from the left-hand side here as the right-hander A.J. Clark goes to work, and the pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strike now to Jordan Bain, Kansas Wesleyan, batting here in the bottom half of the first inning. Next pitch by A.J., a little check swing again. It's going to be a called strike there. One ball and one strike. John Rivera at first base for Hastings. Gabe Salas getting the start at second base. Sonny Huey is at shortstop. Daniel Nealon is at third base. Jeff Hobbs behind the plate with A.J. Clark on the mound. As the next pitch is in there, a fastball that nicks the inside corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes now to a Jordan Bain. Out on the outfield for the Broncos, you've got Decker Brown out in left field. Zach Nelson is out in center. Mack Wan had a sensational GPAC tournament a week ago, both in the field and on the pitcher's mound, is out there in right field. And now backing out of the batter's box is going to be Bain. Hastings dressed in their gray uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Kansas Wesleyan dressed in their white pants and their white tops, trimmed and lettered in the purple. There's a popper in the infield, and it's going to be retrieved there by the third baseman, Daniel Nealon. So Daniel Nealon grabs the ball there. Two up, two down here for Kansas Wesleyan in this first inning of play.
Next that one is out there.
Handle of the bat as well. It goes straight up in the air. Right in between third base and the pitcher's mound. It's retrieved there by Nealon. So far, so good for Hastings. And now Brandon Trotic comes to the mound. Or comes to the plate here for Kansas Wesleyan. He's the first baseman leading here on the team with a batting average of .450 on the season. He's got 49 base hits and 109 trips to the plate. Leads the team in home runs with 11. Leads the team in RBIs with 44. He's got 17 base on balls and 17 strikeouts. And he will take a pitch there on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike here to Brandon Trotic for Kansas Wesleyan as the Coyotes bat here. In the bottom half of the first inning, next pitch is a tamper down to first base side. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count now is at one ball and two strikes. So Trotic is up there for the first time this afternoon in this first inning of play. Trotic is 6'2", a 200-pound junior out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Transfer from the College of Southern Nevada out there. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes to Brandon Trotic here in this first inning of play for Kansas Wesleyan. He's batting from the right-hand side as A.J. Clark, the righty, works on him. Here's the ball. It's going to be hit to center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up out there by Zach Nelson. So Kansas Wesleyan has got their first base runner here as their leading hitter, Brandon Trotic, singles to center field. And now John Mihek, the designated hitter, comes up there next. He's got a batting average of .390 so far this season. So Mihek comes up there for Kansas Wesleyan. With a base runner down at first base, that's a Trotic. Kansas Wesleyan as a team stealing bases. They've swiped a bunch. 146 stolen bases so far this year for Kansas Wesleyan out of 167 attempts. That compares to 33 of 42 for Hastings College. So Kansas Wesleyan, a team that likes to steal bases. And Trotic is down there right now to first base as the first pitch came to the play. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes as A.J. Clark goes to work here. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner as A.J. nibbles away here. John Mihek, your batter here for Kansas Wesleyan, and he's the second leading hitter on the team with that .390 batting average. He's got 21 base on balls and 10 strikeouts so far this year, 46 base hits. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. The ball comes out in front of the plate, but Hobbs chases it down there for Hastings. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. Mihek has got 11 doubles so far this year. No triples, six home runs, and 32 RBIs. Their base runner down there is Trotic. He's got 12 stolen bases for Kansas Wesleyan. He inches his way away from the bag there at first base, and here comes a pitch to the plate. It's swung on and missed. The catcher, Hobbs, drops the third strike. A throw down to first baseman John Rivera. It's going to be in time, and Hastings gets out of the inning here in the first as a Mihek will strike out. That's two strikeouts for A.J. Clark here in the first inning of play. So each team with a base hit here in inning number one, nothing across the plate. No runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left on base. For Kansas Wesleyan in the first, we head to the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Kansas Wesleyan nothing.
The Coyotes score no runs on one hit. There were no Bronco errors and one runner left on base.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rate, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our CIC.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Noacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hastings Orthopedics, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in Lubbock, Texas today as we enjoy the sunshine. Southern variety here in the opening day of the NAIA National Baseball Tournament. Hastings going to work here in inning number two. Mack Land is up there. Very first pitch. Sends it out to center field and an easy out there as Land flies out to center on one pitch. So one man out here in the second inning, and Gabe Salas will come up there next.
Next up, the second
Salas
baseman.
Salas is the second
Salas.
Baseman here today, batting a number 6, 7, and 8 in the second inning here today. Salas, a number 7 hitter. Land flies out to center to begin the inning. And Sonny Huey batting in the number 8 spot, and then we'll see Zach Nelson after him. If Hastings can get something going here in the second, the Broncos had a walk and also a base hit in the first inning, but did not score. Salas taking a strike there on the outside corner. Last week of the GPAC tournament, Salas was 4 out of 8 from the plate in a couple of ball games there as he takes a pitch down low for a ball. One ball and one strike now, and Gabe Salas. Matt Royal working quickly there for Kansas Wesleyan. There's a swing and a miss. So nothing and one to Gabe Salas. Broncos would like to get to Matt Royal early in this ball game. They've got a base hit, but have not gotten anything going here. There's the next pitch. It's going to be inside, and it just misses. There's now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Gabe Salas for Hastings College. Salas, the sophomore out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Royal again winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings 28-22 on the season, 16-6 in the conference. Champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Kansas Wesleyan, the regular season and conference champs from the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Association. They're 34-15 in the season. A matchup between the number 4 and number 5 seeded teams here in this 5-team double elimination tournament. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch by Royal is going to be swung on. That ball is going to be hit to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Retrieved out there by Jeff Gonzalez. Making a big turn there at first base is Salas. He'll stay put. So for the second straight inning, the Broncos have a base runner here in the second inning. And now Sonny Huey will come up there. Huey is the shortstop for Hastings. His batting average for the season is sitting at .287. So Sonny Huey comes up there. Hastings with a base runner now in his Salas as he takes his lead down there. Salas has not attempted a stolen base so far this season, but he's got a good lead right now. Brandon Tronick will hold him on the first baseman as Sonny Huey comes to the plate. And the pitch will come to the plate here. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Huey. Nelson would be next. One man out for Hastings. Here in the top half of the second inning, the Broncos, the visiting team here in this first game of the NAIA National Tournament. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. That's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Huey. So Sonny Huey batting here for Hastings. He's the junior from Fallbrook, California. Backs out of the batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings, and then digs back in. We told you the infield is all artificial. Even the where the dirt would be around the home plate is artificial. Different color than the grass. It's brown, but it's not dirt. Outside is going to be a strike there as he nicks the outside corner again as Matt Royal continues to work here. One man out for Hastings in the second inning. Sonny Huey has a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A tamper down to third base side, and it's going to be fielded in foul territory there by Bean. It's going to be in foul territory, and going back to first base is going to be Salas. So Sonny Huey at the plate here for Hastings. He's got 37 base hits this year, 129 trips to the plate. Out of the 37 hits, he's got four doubles, no home runs, 15 RBIs for Hastings College this year. As he steps back into the right-hand batter's box. And now he's set for the pitch here from Matt Royal, who's working from the stretch. Looks over there at the runner at first base. Here comes the next pitch, hit on the ground towards second. Sidali charges, grabs the ball, goes over to first. That's going to be in time, but a runner moves on to second base. That's going to be Salas. Sonny Huey is retrieved on the play as he is thrown out by Sidali there at second base, and that's going to bring up Zach Nelson next. Now so Hastings has moved the batter along to second base for the second straight inning. And now Zach Nelson comes up there next. Nelson has a team batting average of 217 so far this year. He'll bat from the left-hand side. Nelson was 4 out of 16 of the GPAC tournament a week ago at an RBI. Next pitch is going to come down. It's going to hit the ground here and retrieved by Boyle. We can't say dug out of the dirt because there's no dirt behind the plate there by the catcher, Jeff Boyle. Regardless, he retrieves the ball and gets it back to Matt Royal, who looks in for the sign here. The count is at one ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch to Nelson, a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it is now 2-0. Just underway. We're in the top half of the second inning here. Bronco baseball for you on 1230 KHS for the national tournament in Lubbock, Texas. Zach Nelson waiting on the next pitch, and that's going to be just outside. Three balls and no strikes. Graduation weekend for Texas Tech here in the Lubbock this weekend, so it's been a busy place. It was a busy night. Three balls and no strikes here to Zach Nelson as he bats here for the first time in inning number two. Decker Brown is scheduled up there next. Here comes the next pitch, taking all the way was Nelson. That baby just misses inside. So Hastings gets their second walk of the ball game. Nelson trots down to first base.
Next up,
Broncos have runners at first and second again here in the second inning of play. And coming up is going to be Decker Brown. We got some Bronco fans that have made their way down from the Cornhusker State on hand with us here in Texas this weekend, watching their team play for the first time ever in the national tournament here in Lubbock. Decker Brown comes to the plate next for Hastings, and will take a strike there, a fastball that crosses the center portion of the plate about belt high there on Decker. And the count is nothing and one to our left fielder, Decker Brown. His batting average on the year was at .237. Base hit here, maybe give the Broncos the lead here in the second inning with guys on at first and second base. Brown waiting for the next pitch. That's going to be a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball. And it is now one ball and one strike here to Decker Brown for Hastings. Decker is a junior from Pine, Colorado, 5'9", 160-pounder. At first base is Nelson. At second base is Gabe Salas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. So now it is two balls and one strike here to Decker Brown for Hastings. Daniel Nealon will follow him, and then A.J. Clark. Hastings trying to get something on the board here in the second. There's two men out. Here comes the next pitch by Royal. That's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is now full with three balls and two strikes here to Decker Brown. Hastings, the visiting team in the ball game, occupying the third base dugout here this afternoon or this morning. Kansas Wesleyan, the home team over here on the first base side. Now backing out of the batter's box is going to be Decker Brown. He comes back and gets a towel to rub down the club here. Now he comes back to the batter's box for Hastings. So three balls and two strikes, or two balls and two strikes is the count here to Decker Brown of Hastings. Decker so far this year has got 11 strikeouts and 11 walks. A couple of practice swings in the box. Now he's set to go. Matt Royal checks the runners. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground. Sidali at second, flips it over to second base, catches a force out on Zach Nelson, and the inning is over. So Hastings, for the second straight inning, puts a couple of guys on the base pads but unable to move them over to third base. And the Broncos are retired here out of the second. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Kansas Wesleyan nothing.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers.
The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
It's not too early to get your pass for all of next year's action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into all of next year's great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 402-461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS from the NAIA National Tournament out in Lubbock, Texas. Inning and a half in the books. No score between Hastings and Kansas Wesleyan here today. Reggie York, Jeff Gonzalez, and Omar Sidawi, numbers 5, 6, and 7, will be leading off for Kansas Wesleyan here in the second inning of play. Broncos, the number 5 seed in the tournament. Kansas Wesleyan, the number 4 seed. Both teams staying at the same motel. In fact, our motel. Did not see a whole lot of action last night. Hastings College, of course, with the finals coming up next week. A lot of the guys had their laptops doing a little studying last night. Even this morning when we woke up for breakfast, a couple of Broncos were down studying this morning before their bus departed from the hotel to come out here. So far, so good. Hastings nothing and Kansas Wesleyan nothing as the Coyotes will bat now in the bottom half of the second inning. Reggie York comes up there, lays down a bunt on the third base side. Nealon charges, gets it over the first base. Not in time. Reggie York with some blazing speed gets down the line there. So they lay down a bunt. Nealon fields it cleanly over there. Gets it over to John Rivera, but it was not in time. So Reggie York gets a base hit here for Kansas Wesleyan. And now the Coyotes have their leadoff man on. Here in the second inning of play, they had a base hit in the first but did not score. This is their second base hit of the ballgame. And now Jeff Gonzalez comes up there next. Gonzalez is the left fielder. So now Reggie York is on at first base for Kansas Wesleyan. He's got a great lead down there right now. 146 steals so far for Kansas Wesleyan as a team this year. As the pitch comes inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. So Reggie York is your base runner down there at the first base. York is 20 out of 22 in stealing bases for Kansas Wesleyan. Left-handed hitter and Jeff Gonzalez is at the plate. And there's a little token throw over the first base. That's not in time. Scampering back in there is Reggie York. Omar Sidawi will follow Gonzalez, and we'll see Jeff Boyer and Tito Garcia as Kansas Wesleyan works in the bottom half of the order here in inning number 2. A.J. Clark, the pitcher out there for Hastings. There goes the runner at first base. They square around the butt, taps it down to first baseline. It's going to be in foul territory. So going back to first will be York. So Gonzalez trying to bunt his way on there for Kansas Wesleyan, maybe trying to sacrifice York down to second base. But regardless, he's going to come back to the plate now, and Jeff Gonzalez will have to face A.J. Clark again here in the second. Gabe Salas and John Rivera is the defensive side for Hastings on the right side of the diamond. Rivera at first base and Salas over there at second base. There's a throw over to first base, not in time. Diving back in there was York. Sonny Huey, Daniel Nealon anchoring the left side of the diamond today. With Brown, Nelson, and Land out in the outfield. Kansas Wesleyan with a couple of base hits so far in the ballgame. No score between the Broncos and the Coyotes here in the bottom half of the second inning. This one's scheduled for 9 today. York's got his lead again at first base. Again, he goes on the pitch. And for the second straight pitch, he's going to have to go back to first base as the bunt was attempted there by Gonzalez. That time he fouls it away. So now it's one ball and two strikes here to Jeff Gonzalez for Kansas Wesleyan. Gonzalez so far this year with 25 base hits and 81 trips to the plate. He's got 5 doubles, no triples, a home run, 15 RBIs. He has walked 6 times and has struck out 13 times. So A.J. Clark trying to find a pitch to get him out of there. One ball and two strikes is the count here at the plate. Reggie York has gone twice but have had to go back to first base twice. Now they're going to throw over there, and diving back in there, the right-handed tag to the bag is going to be York. John Rivera applies the tag, but not in time. So one ball and two strikes here to Jeff Gonzalez. Kansas Wesleyan got a man on here in this second inning of play. York has got a good lead down there. He'll stay put this time. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 1-2. 70 degrees at game time here today. In Lubbock, winds out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. Just a breeze blowing to the right field corner here this morning for this first ball game of the national tournament. Man is out at first base. That is York. He's got his lead down there again. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be outside. The throw down there by Hobbs is going to be in time to catch him down there. It was a pitch out there by A.J. Clark. They had one to waste here at the plate. They just had a funny feeling that York might be going again, and that was the case as Jeff Hobbs picks off Reggie York trying to steal down there at second base. So a nice call there by Hobbs behind the plate, a pitch out. It's a ball here at the plate, but they also get an out down there at second base, and now the base pads are empty. Two balls and two strikes here at the plate to Jeff Gonzalez. One man out now here in the second. A big play there by Jeff Hobbs, the all-conference catcher for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And now it's three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count here to Jeff Gonzalez for Kansas Wesleyan. Seven walks so far this year for Gonzalez. To check that, six walks and 13 strikeouts. There's a called strike there, and the catcher drops the third strike. Hobbs, but he tags out the batter here in the left-hand batter's box, so Gonzalez goes down. That's going to be the third strikeout of the ball game now for A.J. Clark. And Omar Sadawi comes to the plate next as second baseman. Omar Sadawi comes to the plate, batting average of .323 on the season so far for Kansas Wesleyan. Sadawi is a 5'9", 175-pound freshman from Littleton, Colorado. Batting here in the number 7 position. Goes after a low pitch there and a swing and a miss. Sadawi is behind on the count of no balls and one strike. Two men out here in the second. Sadawi, the number 7 hitter in the batting order for Kansas Wesleyan. The Coyotes and the Broncos tied up here. We're still scoreless here in this national tournament game. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Sadawi has a batting average of .323 with 30 base hits and 93 trips to the plate so far this year for the Coyotes. A.J. working quickly. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball. And it's now 2-1. Three doubles for Omar so far this year. No triples. He's got three home runs and 22 RBIs. This is a team that's got a team batting average of .331 so far this year. Way above what Hastings College has put together. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's now two balls and two strikes. Back Kansas Wesleyan has got 47 home runs so far this year. Hastings College as a team has got 7. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and tapped foul on the third base side. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Kansas Wesleyan, if we're comparing numbers, at batting average as a team, .331. Hastings College, their batting average as a team is sitting at .277. Two balls and two strikes to Omar Sadawi, the second baseman. Next pitch is going to be up high. In fact, the ball goes right through the glove of Jeff Hobbs back to the screen here. And the count is at 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes to Omar Sadawi. Jake Boyer would be next. Two men out here in the second inning. Kansas Wesleyan had a base runner, but Jeff Hobbs erases him at the second base. There's a high fly ball towards center. Zach Nelson goes back and retrieves it, and the inning is over. So three guys come to the plate here for Kansas Wesleyan in the second. They get a base hit, but Reggie York retired out there at the second base attempting the steal. So the inning is over for Kansas Wesleyan. No runs, a base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Two innings in the books here this morning in Lubbock, Texas. The score is Hastings College nothing and Kansas Wesleyan nothing.
Kansas Wesleyan University.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call
402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS. Your Bronco baseball coverage today brought to you in part by Hastings College, also by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. by the Real Estate Group out of Hastings and by Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning. We're in Lubbock, Texas. We're at Hayes Field for the NAIA National Tournament. Game number one here today, Hastings and Kansas Wesleyan. We are still scoreless as Hastings College will now come to bat here in inning number three against one of the aces for Kansas Wesleyan and Matt Royal. And the first guy to face him here in the third is going to be Daniel Nealon. He had a base on balls back there in the first. Hastings College has had base runners in the first two innings. In fact, we've had guys at first and second base in each inning, but have not been able to push anything across the plate yet. Daniel Nealon with the first of two walks that Matt Royal has given to us so far here in the first two innings. Comes back up there and pops this one up out toward center field. Adam Jones, the center fielder, comes on and waits for it. He comes down and plunks right in his glove. So Daniel Nealon is retired here. A fly ball to the center fielder, Adam Jones. He is out. A.J. Clark comes up there next.
The Broncos, the pitcher, number 23, A.J. Clark.
The Broncos have a couple of base hits. They've had four base runners. Nothing across the plate yet. Two base hits for Kansas Wesleyan in the first two innings. A.J. Clark struck out his first time up there for the Broncos. His batting average at .294 during the season. And we'll take another pitch here in the outside corner for a strike. Like we mentioned before, A.J. did not have a good week last week up in Sioux City. 3 out of 18 from the plate with only two RBIs. Next pitch is a fastball that stays out wide for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike to Clark. So A.J. Clark, the pitcher and designated hitter here in this ball game, waits on a pitch from Matt Royal, and here it comes. It's going to be swung on and fouled on the first base side. 1-2. Brandon Tronick is your first baseman down there for Kansas Wesleyan. Omar Sadawi is at second base. Tito Garcia is at shortstop. Jordan Bain is over there at third. Jeff Gonzalez in left. Adam Jones who made the play out in center. And Reggie York is out in right field. There's another fly ball. Adam Jones grabs that one as well out in center. Did not have to go far. Adam Jones could have been in concrete out there and grabs the ball out in center. So two up, two down now for Hastings. Now Jeff Hobbs, who had one of the two hits, will come to the plate next for Hastings. Hobbs with a batting average at .325. Named to the first team, Great Plains Athletic Conference, all-conference team yesterday. Mack Land was named to the second team. Jim Bovey, our head coach, was named the coach of the year in the GPAC this year after guiding the Broncos to the GPAC regular season championship. Jeff Hobbs takes the pitch outside, and now he swings and misses on the next pitch, so it's going to be even up at one ball and one strike here to Jeff Hobbs. Rivera would be next if Jeff can get aboard here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it is now two balls and one strikes. Both pitchers working quickly out there. Matt Royal for Kansas Wesleyan. A.J. Clark for Hastings. Breezing through the first couple of innings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now three balls and one strike. Royal gets his sign from Jeff Boyle, and he's immediately in his windup. Here comes the next delivery. It's swung out and missed. Three balls and two strikes now to A.J. Clark. Clark so far this year has struck out 22 times. And he has walked a team high 36 times. He'll take a pitch here. It's going to be inside, and it just misses. So, brother Jeff Hobbs, he heads down to a first base on the play. I think it's in Clark. I met Hobbs as he heads down to the bag at first. And now running for him down there is going to be Connor Thomas. So Connor Thomas comes out and runs for Hobbs. And Don Rivera will come to the plate next. Kansas Wesleyan comes from Salina, Kansas. They're making their third appearance here in the NAIA National Tournament. Rivera looks down for the sign from head coach Jim Bovey down in the third base coaching box. Sean Sorahan back there in the first base box. And now the home plate umpire is going to move Mack Land back to the on-deck circle. He has wandered closer to the plate than the home plate umpire wanted, and Mack Land gets sent back to the on-deck circle here. He will be next. As a pitch comes to the plate, and Royals' fastball hits the outside corner for a strike. 1-0 the count to John Rivera, batting average of .281 on the season this year for Rivera. He's got 45 base hits and 160 trips to the plate. Connor Thomas is your base runner at first. He stays put there as a fastball comes to the plate. A swing and a miss. Tell you what, Matt Royal can throw some smoke. His fastballs have a lot of velocity on them as they come to the plate here. Hastings having a tough time getting around on the left-hander and Matt Royal. Next pitch is another fastball that stays out wide for a ball. And it is now two balls and one strike. Well, this year for Kansas Wesleyan has thrown 65 innings. That's more than anybody in our pitching staff. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung out and missed, and the Broncos go down. So Hastings gets a base runner here in the third, but they cannot score. That's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for Matt Royal. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. The Broncos have stranded five through the first three innings. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings nothing, and Kansas Wesleyan nothing.
No runs, no hits. There are no Kyle.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the NAIA National Tournament in Lubbock, Texas today. So far, so good. No score between Hastings and Kansas Wesleyan here this afternoon. Our Hastings College baseball coverage today is brought to you in part by the Hastings Vision Clinic, also by CPI, Mr. Tire, and by the Auto Glass Experts of Hastings. The game is also online today at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Kansas Wesleyan now coming to the plate here in the third. The Coyotes with one base runner so far through the first two. Jeff Hobbs is throwing out a man attempting to steal. That was back there in the second inning of play. Kansas Wesleyan with a couple of base hits in the ball game today, but they have not threatened to score. A.J. Clark and the pitcher for Kansas Wesleyan, Matt Royal, have done the job here through the first two innings or so. And now A.J. will go to work here on the number eight hitter for Kansas Wesleyan, Jake Boyer. We'll see 8, 9, and 1. Tito Garcia will follow him, and then Adam Jones, the center fielder. Boyer goes after a pitch down low there and a swing and a miss. And the count to Boyer is sitting at 1-1. Boyer has a batting average of .228 on the season for Kansas Wesleyan on this number eight position. A.J. looks in for the sign from Jeff Hobbs. The next pitch is going to be swung on and missed. 1-2 the count here to Boyer. So Jake Boyer up there now for Kansas Wesleyan to lead things off here in this third inning. A junior from Gilbert, Arizona. As he waits on the pitch here from A.J. Clark. A.J. in his full windup. The next pitch is going to be down low. Dug off the turf here by Jeff Hobbs. And the count is at 2-2 to Jake Boyer. Boyer's got 23 base hits so far this year and 101 trips to the plate as he waits on the 2-2 pitch here. It's going to be a called third strike on the outside corner. Strikeout number four in the ballgame now for A.J. Clark. As he sends Jake Boyer back to the first base dugout there. And a nice pitch by A.J. Now Tito Garcia comes to the plate next. Garcia is the number nine hitter in the ballgame for Kansas Wesleyan. Tito has got 17 base hits and 60 trips to the plate. No doubles, a couple of triples to his credit so far this year. There's a tamper down the line at first base. It's fielded there by A.J. Clark, and he tags out Tito Garcia heading down the line at first. So Tito Garcia is retired in a play. Pitcher unassisted there as A.J. Clark comes off of the mound and quickly gets over there to the line at first and tags out Tito heading down to the bag at first. So two up, two down now for Kansas Wesleyan here in the third. Adam Jones comes up there next. Adam Jones struck out his first time up there. He's got a batting average of .370 on the season. He's the fourth leading hitter for Kansas Wesleyan as he was strolling the plate for the second time. There's a ball hit to Sonny Huey. Nice grab at shortstop, long throw to first. That's going to be in time. That was a great play by Sonny Huey at shortstop for Hastings, making a diving stab on the ball and then getting back onto his feet and getting the throw over to John Rivera. Over there at first base, Adam Jones is retired on the play, and a great defensive play there by Sonny Huey, who had a couple of miscues in the G-Pack tournament last week up in Sioux City, but not there. A great play by Huey at shortstop as 3-3 down for Kansas Wesleyan here in the third. Coyotes scoring no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Kansas Wesleyan nothing.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in Hastings and Kearney invites you into our showrooms for National Karastan Month. Ready for some color after a long winter? Yearning for a carpet that is soft yet durable? Our Karastan Month sale is now in progress. You can earn up to $1,000 cash back. There's never been a better time to invest in Karastan quality and style. Berbers, shags, and eco-friendly fibers, traditional florals to exciting prints. You'll find it all during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, Hastings and Kearney.
Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally renowned academics. Ranked among the top liberal arts colleges in the nation by U.S. News & World Report, America's best colleges. Listed by Kaplan Newsweek as one of America's 369 most interesting schools. Named a best value college and best college in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Be, belong, become. Find out more at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings coming to bat now in the fourth inning of play against Matt Royal. Broncos have had some chances here in the first three. We have stranded five base runners. Broncos with a couple of base hits, a couple of walks given by Royal, but so far Hastings has not had a man around the third base yet. Mack Land, Gabe Salas, Sonny Huey, 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order here for Hastings College to face Matt Royal here in the fourth. There's a check swing, and Mack Land gets rung up there. 1-2 to Land. He appeared briefly in the second inning, and in one pitch, he centered out to center field where Adam Jones got the ball. So Mack Land up there. There's a second stint here for Hastings in the fourth inning. The next pitch comes out wide for a ball. 2-2 to Mack Lamb. Mack with a batting average this year of .292. He pops this one up. It goes out to a shallow left field. Could be trouble out there, but going back and grabbing the ball is going to be the shortstop, Tito Garcia, and he makes the catch there. So Mack Lamb is going to fly out officially to the shortstop out in a shallow left field.
Second baseman, number 5,
Tito Garcia grabs that one as Gabe Salas comes to the plate next. Salas had a base hit back there in the second inning of play for Hastings. Salas starts the tournament with a batting average at .304. He's now got 22 base hits in 70 trips to the plate. As Salas will roll to the plate for the second time, we'll take a strike there, a fastball that's on the outside corner for a strike. So nothing and one to Gabe Salas batting from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike as well. Nothing and two. Matt Royal, he didn't waste any time out there for Kansas Wesleyan either. He's already in his windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-2. And the wind slightly blowing to the right field corner today. Out of the northwest, it's 7 miles per hour. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and foul tap back into the glove with the catcher, Jeff Boyer. And a strikeout there. Gabe Salas goes down. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Royal. So Hastings with a couple of base hits, a couple of walks delivered up here by Royal so far in the ball game. In fact, he's got 3 walks and 3 strikeouts now. As Sonny Huey comes to the plate next, he grounded out his first time up there. So Sonny Huey up to the plate for the second time. In a right-hand batter's box, will take a pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 here to Sonny Huey from Fallbrook, California. So he strolls up there. Zach Nelson would be next. Here comes the next pitch by Royal. That ball is going to be hit toward left. Gonzalez out there waits for it to come down, and he grabs the ball, and the inning is over. Sonny Huey flies out to left field here for Hastings. So 3-3 for the Broncos in the fourth. First time that Hastings has not been able to get a base runner.
Top of the fourth, the here in the first no runs,
couple of innings
no
in this contest. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base.
We
go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Lubbock, Texas. The score, Hastings nothing, and Kansas Wesleyan nothing.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Our Bronco baseball coverage today brought to you in part by Bill Hamburger Construction, also by Jacoby's Carpet One Floor and Home, by Big G Ace, and by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. The Broncos and Kansas Wesleyan still scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jordan Bain, Brandon Tronick, and John Mehick will be the scheduled hitters here for Kansas Wesleyan in the fourth. Next ball game today is going to feature Rogers State. They are out of Oklahoma. They're ranked number 15 in the country, taking on Northwood of Texas. They're ranked number 21 in the country. The other team involved here is the host team, the ninth-ranked team, Lubbock Christian. They will play the winner of this ball game coming up in a second-round game at 6 o'clock tonight. So Hastings wins this ball game. We'll have another game at 6. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 5:45. Hastings loses this game. They will play at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in the loser's bracket ball game against the loser of Rogers State and Northwood of Texas. And we would have that game for you tomorrow morning here on 1230 KHAS beginning at 10:45. No score here as Kansas Wesleyan bats in the fourth inning of play. Bain is up there as he fouls this one down to first base side. But the count to him is at 1-2. 1-2 the count to Jordan Bain. He is the third baseman here for Kansas Wesleyan. Bain batting for the second time. He flew out to third base his first time up there. There's a fastball by A.J. Clark that backs Bain away from the plate on the left-hand batter's box. 2-2 here to Jordan Bain, 6'2", 185-pound sophomore out of Tucson, Arizona. With club in hand, waiting on the next pitch by A.J. Clark. That's going to be down low for a ball. Scooped off with a trip there by Jeff Hobbs, and now the count is at 3-2. So Jordan Bain getting things started here for Kansas Wesleyan. The Coyotes so far with a couple of base hits in the ball game, 4 strikeouts thus far for A.J. Clark in the contest. A.J.'s in his full windup. Here comes the next pitch out of the ground down the first base side. It's going to be in foul territory. Count remains at 3-2. So 4 strikeouts by Clark so far in this contest. A.J. with no walk so far. Threatening to lose the man right here at 3-2 as Jordan Bain waits. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a called 3rd strike in the outside corner. Again, Bain throws away the bat there. He was on his way down toward the first base. That's not the case. Nice pitch delivered up there by A.J. Clark. Strikeout number 5 now for Clark. And Brandon Tronick comes up there next. He is the first baseman.
Next up, the first baseman.
He had one of the two base
13,
hits
Brandon
that Kansas Wesleyan has got to A.J. so far in this contest. That was back in the first. So Tronick, this is the leading hitter back up there, that 450 batting average. As he jumps in there from the right-hand side, we'll take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 here to Brandon Tronick. He is 6'2", 200-pound junior from Las Vegas, Nevada. Here comes the next pitch to him. The ball's going to be hit to right field, and he gets his second base hit. Picked up out there by Mack Land, but this is the position that Hastings wanted to get to Tronick to the plate. Now it's with nobody up there on the base pads. He has not done
next
any damage so far with the exception of a couple of base hits. And now John Mehick coming to the plate next. He is the designated hitter. He struck out his first time up there to end the first inning. So John Mehick now with a batting average of .390 will come to the plate here for the Coyotes out of Kansas Wesleyan. Your base runner is going to be Tronick down there at first base. He is 12 out of 13 in stealing bases as the throw goes over there from A.J. Not going to be in time. Back in there standing up was Brandon Tronick. Hobbs has already thrown out one man attempting to steal. That was back there in the second inning for the Broncos. Tronick taking his lead. He'll stay put here as a fastball comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one to John Mehick now, the DH for Kansas Wesleyan. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. Zach Nelson deep out there in center field for Hastings College. As A.J. Clark looks in from the sign now from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs. He's at the belt. There goes the runner at first base. He fakes it. Now the ball is going to be popped up. It's going to head out to left center field. Going over is going to be Nelson, and he grabs the ball here on The fly ball, John Mihick is retired in the play. The runner stays put at first base, and now there's two men out here in the fourth. That's going to bring up Reggie York next.
Now batting the right fielder, number 26.
York Reggie was the guy York. Who had the base hit back there to begin the second, and he was the guy who was chopped down at second base attempting the steal by Jeff Hobbs. So Reggie York is officially 1-for-1 so far in the ball game. 6 foot, 195-pound senior from Fort Worth, Texas. Transfers from southwestern Oklahoma State. There's a throw over the first base. That's not going to be in time. In fact, the tag by John Rivera kind of knocks Brandon Trotik off balance there. But he keeps 1 foot on the bag as he's goes down to his knees over there. Now takes the lead again as A.J. Clark waits under the sign from Hobbs. He's got it. Here comes a pitch to the plate. Swung out and missed by Reggie York. And he's behind on the count of no balls and one strike. So Kansas Wesleyan, they have not had a man pass second base. Hastings has not had a man pass third so far in the first 3.5 innings of this ball game. There's a throw over their first base. Not in time. Back in there standing up again was Brandon Trotik. So a pitcher's duel so far here in this contest. This is the type of game that Hastings wanted to play. Kansas Wesleyan, a team that has shown they can put some runs in the scoreboard. In fact, they scored 16 in their ball game in the postseason tournament a week ago. They wanted to play a low-scoring game today for Hastings, and that's exactly where we've got between A.J. Clark for the Broncos on the mound and Matt Royal, the starter for Kansas Wesleyan. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-1 to Reggie York. Broncos is looking to scrap out some runs here early in the ballgame and then try to hang on down the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball, up around the chin of Reggie York as he backs out of there. And the count is at 2-1. Jeff Gonzalez would be next, and then Omar Sadawi for Kansas Wesleyan here in the fourth. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. All the games here in the national tournament will be 9-inning affairs. 2-1 here. There goes the runner at first base and a base hit to center field. Zach Nelson retreats. They're going to round the bag at second on his way to third base. It's going to be Tronic. He is in there safely. Pulling up at second base is going to be Reggie York. So now the first threat of a run in this ball game, a double to a center field there. Reggie York with some good speed. He did not hesitate as he moved the ball
around the bag at first.
Tronic moved over to a third base in the play. He was going on the pitch, so he had a great jump, and he was able to get around to third base. So Kansas Wesleyan has got runners on at second and third base now here in the fourth as Jeff Gonzalez will come to the plate. So the first time today we've had a runner 90 feet away from home plate. Down there at the bag at third is Jeff Gonzalez, who struck out his first time up there in the second inning. Will come back up for the second time here today here in the fourth. And now A.J. Clark goes to work on him, and he hits him inside. A left-handed hitter, Jeff Gonzalez, has hit by a pitch. So now Kansas Wesleyan has got the bases loaded here in the fourth. Gonzalez is down there at first base. Reggie now York is on at second. Brandon Tronic is on at third. Two men out. Omar Sadawi comes to the plate next. The second baseman, he flew out to center field his first time up there. And now he's going to have a word with the head coach down here for Kansas Wesleyan in the third base box. So Omar Sadawi has a chance to give his ball club the lead here in the national tournament. In the fourth inning, Sadawi has got 22 RBIs so far this year. 3 home runs. He's got 30 base hits and 93 trips to the plate. He will bat from the right-hand side. Wears number 9 on that uniform, 175-pound freshman out of Littleton, Colorado. So the bases are loaded. 2 men out for Kansas Wesleyan here in the fourth as A.J. Clark goes to work. And there's a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Clark has got 5 strikeouts so far in this ball game. He's now hit a batter. No walks so far. But now Omar Sadawi becomes a big challenge here for A.J. Clark and the Broncos here in the fourth. The next pitch is going to be hit to center field. Coming on is going to be Zach Nelson that gets down for a base hit. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate, and Kansas Wesleyan has got the lead. A 2-run single by Omar Sadawi here in the fourth inning. Giants home 2, and the Coyotes have the lead. Trotik moves in from third base to score easily. Reggie York comes around from second
now
base to score. Making
Jake
it a 2-0
Boyer.
Ball game. Jeff Gonzalez moves down to second base on the play. Omar Sadawi gets a 2-run single here in the fourth as he gets his first base hit of the ball game. And now Jeff Boyer comes to the plate next. So a single and a double and a 2-run single. And a hit batter has allowed Kansas Wesleyan to grab the lead now over Hastings here in the national tournament. It's 2-0. in favor of the Coyotes. Two men out. As the pitch comes to the plate, to Boyer's going to be way outside for a ball. So one ball and no strikes here to Jake Boyer. Tito Garcia would be next. And in the top of the order, at Adam Jones. So A.J. Clark cruised to the first three and a third innings here today. And now finally, Kansas Wesleyan breaks through there. Now it's a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Coyotes. And now timeout is called here by Boyer as he backs out of the batter's box. Runners are on at first and second base. The big base hit by Omar Sadawi for Kansas Wesleyan in the fourth drives home a couple of runs. Coyotes now have the lead here. A.J. Clark going to work on the batter. It's going to be a strike on the outside corner. Now one ball and one strike here to Jake Boyer for Kansas Wesleyan. Boyer is a 5'10", 175-pound junior from Gilbert, Arizona. Stands with a club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box as A.J. Clark will work from the stretch. Looks towards second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate by Clark. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now two balls and one strike. Depending on what happens here today, Hastings will send Kirby Wells to the mound tomorrow if we play in the elimination ball game. If Hastings wins this one, we'll see Colton Williams tonight against the Lumbee Christian in the winner's bracket ball game this evening. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be just down low. That one misses. And now it is three balls and one strike here to Jake Boyer, the number eight hitter in the batting order. Nobody up and throwing yet for Hastings down in the third base bullpen. 2-0 is the score. Kansas Wesleyan has got the lead. A.J. running into problems here in the fourth. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Now we're a strike away from getting out of the inning here with no further damage done. Three balls and two strikes to Jake Boyer. He's the catcher for Kansas Wesleyan. Batting from the right-hand side. Working against the right-handed throwing A.J. Clark. Runners on at first and second base. And now he's down there at first base. Gonzalez is on at second. A.J. looks towards second base and now steps off with the rubber. And everybody will go back here. Tito Garcia swinging the bat in the on-deck circle down here on the first base side for Kansas Wesleyan. Great lead down there by Sadawi at first base. Hastings not holding the runner on down there right now with John Rivera playing behind the runner down there. And now Jeff Hobbs, the catcher, wants to go out and have a little word here with A.J. Clark. Three balls and two strikes is the count at the plate with two men out. Short conference as Hobbs comes back to the dish here for the Broncos. So 3-2 the count here to A.J. Clark, or rather the batter Jake Boyer with A.J. out on the mound here for Hastings. So now your base runner on at first base. Gonzalez takes his lead at second. A.J. Clark will now wheel again towards second base and back in there casually is Jeff Gonzalez. No throw there by A.J. Clark. Nobody was there for Hastings to cover the bag. So big pitch again. Three balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to the plate way outside. It's going to be a walk. So Kansas Wesleyan has got the bases loaded again as the number nine hitter comes to the plate. That's going to be Tito Garcia.
Now batting the shortstop, number 20, Tito Garcia.
So the first walk of the ball game, and now the pitching coach for Hastings, Pat Morey, is going to come out and have a little word with A.J. Clark. We're all right through three innings as Kansas Wesleyan had only two base hits through three innings of play. A.J. Clark got the first man here in the fourth to strike out, but then gave up a single to Brandon Trotic. Mihik flew out to center, a double by Reggie York moved Tronic around to a third base on the play. Jeff Gonzalez then was hit by a pitch to get the bases loaded for Kansas Wesleyan. And then the two-run single by Omar Sadawi. Now another walk by Jake Boyer. And the bases are loaded again with the score 2-0 in favor of Kansas Wesleyan here in the ballgame. Addison Ives is down in the bullpen now for Hastings College. He'll go down there and start to warm up. So A.J. Clark in a little bit of a jam here in the fourth, and we'll work on the number nine hitter here in Tito Garcia. He tried to lay down a bunt back there in the third inning of play. That was caught by A.J. Clark, unassisted, running down to the bag at first base. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Here comes the next one way outside, and it's 1-1. So Addison Ives now warming up for Hastings College. Here in the middle innings of this nine-inning ball game. As A.J. Clark running into a jam here in the fourth, he's yielded two runs. Tito Garcia, the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Kansas Wesleyan. The bases are loaded for the Coyotes. There's a ball hit to the left side. That's going to be a base hit in the left field, picked up by Decker Brown. A run is going to score, and it's now 3-0 in favor of Kansas Wesleyan. So Tito Garcia gets an RBI single here in the fourth. That one right in between Daniel Nealon, the third baseman, and Sonny Huey at shortstop. That drives home Jeff Gonzalez. It's now 3-0 in favor of the Coyotes. Omar Sadawi moves over to third base in a play. Jake Boyer is on at second base, and Tito Garcia is on at first. And now we got the top of the order coming back up there. And Adam Jones, still two men out. This is the ninth batter to come to the plate here for Kansas Wesleyan in the fourth. And a pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. Jones wanted to pull the trigger and did not. One ball and no strikes. So 9 men have come to the plate now for Kansas Wesleyan in this fourth inning of play. 3-0, the Coyotes have the lead. Next pitch is a fastball that hits the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 to count down to Adam Jones. He started the day with a batting average of .370 on the season. He's got 30 RBIs so far this year and 6 home runs. There's the next pitch down low, and the ball again scooped off of the turf by Jeff Hobbs behind the plate. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count. Again, if you're just joining us, it's an artificial infield here. That's a Hayes Field with the grass in the outfield. Everything artificial here in the infield here at Hayes Field in Lubbock, Texas. Next ball is going to be swung on and missed.
One more now. Let's go.
That's 2 balls and 2 strikes to Adam Jones for Kansas Wesleyan. Junior from Las Vegas, Nevada. In fact, they've got several guys on the roster here. Kansas Wesleyan from Las Vegas. Jones is one of them. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 men out. Bases loaded for Kansas Wesleyan here in the fourth. 3 runs already in against A.J. Clark. He winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be in there for a cold third strike, and he strikes him out. So strikeout number 6 in the ball game for A.J. Clark. Hastings gets out of the inning, but not before Kansas Wesleyan scores 3 runs. Wesleyan scoring 3 runs here in the fourth inning of play on 4 base hits. No errors on Hastings. 3 men left on base. 4 innings in the books here this afternoon from Lubbock, Texas in the NAIA National Tournament. It's now Kansas Wesleyan 3, Hastings College nothing.
You know you need new tires before hitting the road for your family's next vacation. Get great tires and get $50 in gas from CPI Mr. Tire. Just buy 4 qualifying Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire and you'll earn $50 for your next fill-up. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for all the details. Master the road with Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the NAIA National Tournament in Lubbock, Texas here today. Hastings College now trailing Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 3-0. Your Bronco first baseball coverage brought to you in part this weekend by Witt Plumbing of Hastings, also by the Hastings Tribune and by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. 3-0 Kansas Wesleyan with 4 base hits in that last inning against A.J. Clark. And now Broncos will have some work to do here in the final portion of this ball game as we move to the top half of the fifth inning. Hastings College, the visiting team here in his first national tournament appearance. As Zach Nelson takes a strike here. Nelson will lead things off. We got 9-1-2 in the batting order here from the Broncos. Nelson, Brown, and Nealon to face Matt Royal. Hastings has had some opportunities here in the ball game. We've had 5 runners left on base in the first 3 innings. Hastings went down in order for the first time in the fourth. So Zach Nelson trying to get things started here for Hastings. Bouncing ball back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit into center field. Adam Jones picks her up out there. So Zach Nelson gets a base hit here for Hastings. That's our third hit of the ball game. And now Decker Brown comes to the plate next. And with the artificial surface here in the infield, the balls will get through there quickly. And that one is popped back up through the middle. Adam Jones grabs it out there in center field. So Decker Brown, he's 0 for 2 so far today. He comes up there for the third time today here in the fifth. This one's scheduled for 9 today. Zach Nelson is your base runner at first base. There's a high fly ball towards center. Adam Jones out there comes in and makes the catch. So on one pitch, Decker Brown is retired in the play. He flies out to Adam Jones out in center. Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Nealon so far today, he has walked and he has flown out to center. 0 for 1 officially. So Daniel Nealon, who started the day with a batting average of .299, will come up there again. He was 7 out of 16 from the plate last week in the GPAC tournament up in Sioux City. Nealon had 7 hits. John Rivera had 7 hits for Hastings as the Broncos went 3-2. And that's a conference tournament up in Sioux City. Broncos, the champions in the regular season of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, facing the champions from the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Association here today. Kansas Wesleyan also winning their postseason tournament a week ago. A pitch to Daniel Nealon is going to be in there. Well, he missed outside for a ball. Here's the ball. It's going to be hammered to left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Gonzalez picks it up there and then bobbles the ball out there. It's going to be picked up by Jones. That allows Zach Nelson to get around to third base on the play as the throw comes in, and taking second base on that little bobble is going to be Daniel Nealon. So Jeff Gonzalez bobbles the ball out there for Kansas Wesleyan. It falls in the turf. Adam Jones picks it up in center, gets it back to the infield. So a couple of base hits now for Hastings here in the fifth inning. As Zach Nelson moves around to third base on the play, Daniel Nealon is now on at second base. Backed up onto Jeff Gonzalez out there in left field. So now the Broncos have a base runner at third base for the first time here today. There's the ball hit to left field. Jeff Gonzalez moves back. Gonzalez grabs the ball. The runner's going to tag at third base. Here comes the throw in. It's going to be cut off, but Hastings is on the board. Zach Nelson comes in from third base to score. On the fly out to left field by A.J. Clark. He flies out to left. That's going to be the second out of the inning. But now Hastings is on the scoreboard. It's now a 3-1 ball game as the Broncos score their first national tournament run today here in the fifth. And coming to the plate next for Hastings will be Jeff Hobbs. He had a single in the first and then had a base on balls in the third. Man is still on at second base. That's Daniel Nealon for Hastings. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. Hobbs with a .325 batting average during the regular season for Hastings College. Leads the team in base hits, leads the team in RBIs. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be swung out and hit down to third base side in foul territory. And the count now is even up at 1-1. Hobbs has been to the plate more than anybody else on the Bronco roster this year. 166 at-bats for Hobbs. 54 base hits, 37 RBIs, .325 batting average. Leads the team in doubles with 15 and in home runs with 4. Also in total bases with 81. There's the ball hammered to center field. Coming out and making a sliding catch out there is going to be Adam Jones. Adam Jones gets a sliding catch out in center to end the inning for Hastings here in the fifth. But the Broncos score a run. One run on a couple of base hits. One error on Kansas Wesleyan and one man left on base for Hastings. We have played 4.5 innings here in Lubbock, Texas. The score now is Kansas Wesleyan 3, Hastings College 1.
Ready to pursue your passion, been in the classroom? Hastings College has a program specifically for adult students ready to get their degree. The Hastings College 22 Plus program offers reduced tuition and all of the personal attention that Hastings College is famous for. Your call today begins the journey for a degree from nationally renowned Hastings College, something no other adult program in the area can match, and it could all start this fall. Call 800-LEARN-HC or find them on the web at hastings.edu/22PLUS. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in Hastings and Kearney invites you into our showrooms for National Karastan Month. Ready for some color after a long winter? Yearning for a carpet that is soft yet durable? Our Karastan Month sale is now in progress, and you can earn up to $1,000 cash back. There's never been a better time to invest in Karastan quality and style. Berbers, shags, and eco-friendly fibers, traditional florals to exciting prints. You'll find it all during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Hayes Field. We're in Lubbock, Texas here this afternoon for the NAIA National Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. First ever appearance for the Broncos here in the national tournament. Hastings fell behind 3-0. Hastings coming back and getting a run there in the fourth inning of play. And now we got to hold down a very powerful lineup here for Kansas Wesleyan as they have seen A.J. Clark a couple of innings now. Clark will stay out there. Addison Ives is warming up for Hastings down in the bullpen in the last inning, but now just standing out there and watching down on the third base side. Kansas Wesleyan batted around in the fourth. So we're back to where we started in the last inning with Jordan Bain. Bain struck out back there to begin the fourth, and then that's when the trouble started. A couple of base hits, double, hit batter in there. A walk given up by A.J. Clark, and they were able to score three runs against him. And Hastings is now trailing here in the ball game by a score of 3-1. Jordan Bain takes a swing here and a swing and a miss. And Bain struck out last time up there. Batting average on the year is sitting at 331 for Jordan Bain as he bats on the left side. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. And it is now no balls and two strikes here to Bain. Brandon Trotik and then John Mehick scheduled up here. So we're back into the meat of the order with 2, 3, and 4 coming up to face A.J. Looking for the sign from Jeff Hobbs. He's got it. Here comes the full windup and the pitch, and he hits him inside. So he was ahead on the count at one ball and two strikes and then came inside with a pitch, and he beams his second batter. And Jordan Bain nice now hits down to the bag at first.
Designated hitter number 22, John Mehick.
Cannot give these guys any additional opportunities here. Couple of walks given up by A.J. Clark so far in the ball game. Now his second hit batter here in the fifth, and Brandon Trotik comes to the plate next. So Trotik has not done any damage so far. He's got a couple of base hits, but nothing significant. Now he comes up there with a man on at first base. Brandon Trotik with a .450 batting average here for Kansas Wesleyan. Club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box as A.J. Clark works. There's the runner going at first base, a swing and a miss at the plate. Nice throw down to second base, and the ball gets away from Sonny Huey, the shortstop covering the bag. He was dead in the water at second base. Jordan Bain, a head first slide down there. I think it was going to be in time to catch him. Jeff Hobbs tries to pick off his second guy attempting to steal. That time the ball got away from our shortstop, Sonny Huey, and into the bag safely at second base is going to be Bain. The count is at no balls and one strike here at the plate on Brandon Trotik. So now Kansas Wesleyan threatening again here with nobody out in the fifth inning. A man is in scoring position at second base. A.J. Clark looks that way, and now Trotik will call the timeout here. And the right-hand batter's box backs out. Now he resets, digs back in there. Kansas Wesleyan batting here in the fifth inning of play. They've got a 3-1 lead over Hastings College. Runner is at second base. That's Jordan Bain. A.J. looks that way. Comes to the plate, pitches down low. The ball gets away from Jeff Hobbs. And a head-first slide down at the third base is going to be Bain. No throw from Hobbs. He retrieves the ball just to the right of the plate. Now the Broncos got to keep their heads here. They have fallen behind. A hit batter, and Bain has worked his way around to third base. Hastings with a bobble at second there by Sonny Huey, and then the pitch was down low, scooped off of the turf here by Jeff Hobbs on the right side of the plate. And Bain is now around to third base, and Brandon Trotik is at the plate here. Here's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Nothing in two to Brandon Trotik. So now their leading hitter is up there with a man on in scoring position at third base. Trotik has got 11 home runs so far this year and 44 RBIs, 17 base on balls and 17 strikeouts. And he swings and misses here and goes down for a strikeout. Strikeout number 7 in the ball game now for A.J. Clark.
Hitter
number 22, so A.J.'s getting his strikeouts. He's got 7 already through 4 and 1/3 innings. A couple of miscues there in the fourth. You got the Broncos trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-1. John Mehick comes to the plate next. He is 0 for 2 so far today. He has struck out once, and he has flown out to center field in his two plate appearances. Started the day with a batting average of .390, second on the team. Here's the pitch to him. A fastball is going to be outside for a ball. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. The Broncos trailing here by the score of 3-1 in the fifth. John Mehick waits on the pitch, and it's going to be foul tap here at the plate, and the count is at 1-1. John Mehick up there for Kansas Wesleyan. 5'10", 195-pound junior from Langley, British Columbia. He's a transfer from Clarendon College here in Texas. So Mehick up there right now. He's the designated hitter for Kansas Wesleyan. Waiting on the next pitch from A.J. It's on the way. There's a high chopper. Sonny Huey's got there at third, at shortstop, and it goes up over his head. And getting aboard there is going to be Mehick, and his run is going to score. Sonny was waiting for it. It was a high chopper. It took a bounce
the right
there.
Number 26, Reggie
goes
York
off of the glove of Sonny Huey at shortstop. So Mehick gets aboard. Another run comes in to score. That makes it a 4-1 ball game in favor of Kansas Wesleyan. And now Reggie York comes to the plate next. So Reggie York comes to the plate next here for Kansas Wesleyan. Man is on at first base. That's going to be Meehick. He'll take his lead down there. Reggie, so far today, he's 2 for 2 as he will take a pitch here outside for a ball. There's now one ball. And no strikes here to Reggie York. That'd be an error chalked up on Sonny Huey there at shortstop. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a miss by Reggie. There's now one ball and one strike. So it's now a 4-1 ball game. Kansas Wesleyan has got the lead as the Coyotes bat here in the bottom of the fifth. This one's scheduled for 9 here today in the national tournament from Lubbock, Texas. John Meehick taking his lead at first base. John Rivera will hold him on here. There's one man out for the Coyotes here in the fifth, and now Reggie will back out of the batter's box. We'll take some extra time here. Reggie York, 321 batting average with 26 base hits and 81 trips to the plate so far for Kansas Wesleyan this year. A.J. Clark throws on the plate and a swing and a miss. A.J.'s had some good stuff here today. Like I said, he's got a strikeout 7 so far in the ball game, but he's hit a couple of batters. He's got a base on balls here. And now 7 base hits for Kansas Wesleyan in the ball game. He had 4 in that last inning. Reggie York winning here on the 1-2 pitch from A.J. Clark. And that's going to be fouled back to the screen. The count remains at 1-2. York has got 4 doubles so far this year. No triples, a couple of home runs, 18 RBIs. He has struck out 22 times and he has walked 10 times. Reggie York from Fort Worth, Texas, waits on the next pitch from A.J. Clark. Here it comes. The play is going to be down low. And again, the ball is scooped up there by Hobbs. A good stop behind the plate. Now the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeff Gonzalez would be next, and then Omar Sidawi, who delivered up the 2-run single back during the fourth inning of the play, would come to the plate for Kansas Wesleyan if they can keep things rolling along here. Now a 4-1 ball game. The Coyotes with the lead over Hastings College. Addison Nye is back up and throwing for the Broncos down here in the bullpen here in the fifth. Next pitch is going to be down low again. And the count now is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A.J. Clark has lost his last 2 decisions. In fact, his last one is last week in the GPAC tournament up in Sioux City. He lost the 4-1 game to Midland. He had 4 strikeouts and a walk in 7 innings there. Gave up the 4 runs and 8 base hits. He also lost his last regular season outing to the Concordia Bulldogs in that doubleheader we played out at the Smith Complex to wrap up the year out there. The throw to first base is not in time as Meehick is back in there. So Clark has lost his last 2 decisions, and now he's trailing here by the score of 4-1. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be hit to center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Retrieved by Nelson. And now making a big turn at first base and going back is York. He thought Meehick was going to maybe try to take third there, but that's not the case as Reggie scampers back into the bag at first. So it's going to be a one-out single to center field. Meehick heads down to second base on the play. And now Jeff Gonzalez comes up there next. Now Hobbs is going to go out and have a couple of words here by between the pitcher's mound and the plate. Short little conference here as they decide how to pitch to Jeff Gonzalez. So now there's only one man out here in the fifth. Runners are on at first and second base. One run already in. Jeff Gonzalez, the left-handed batter, comes to the plate now for Kansas Wesleyan. Hastings will not hold the runners on at first and second base. Jeff Gonzalez waits on the pitch. And again, A.J. Clark comes inside and hits his third man. That is not normal for A.J. Don't see that happen very much. We've had 3 hit batters here in this ball game. That loads up the bases again. Meehick runs down to third base in the play. Reggie York heads down to second. Jeff Gonzalez is on at first. Omar Sidawi comes to the plate next. So Omar Sidawi comes to the plate. He had a 2-run single back there in the fourth. Flew out to center field his first time up there in the second. So now A.J. Clark will work from the stretch here with the bases juiced up. There's a swing and a miss. So now he fouls behind the count at nothing and one. Had a season batting average at .323 this year. 30 base hits and 93 trips to the plate, 3 doubles, no triples, three home runs, 22 RBIs. As A.J. Clark will have to work on him with the bases loaded up. There's a ground ball back up the middle. It's off of the ankle of the pitcher. Clark picked up there at third base and no throw. And a run is going to score. Ball is hit right back to the pitcher's mound. I think it ricochets off of the left ankle there of A.J. Clark. He signals to Jeff Hobbs he's all right. As Jeff was on his way back out to the pitcher's mound,
pitcher,
a run
Jake
is going to score as a
knee
hit comes in to score. That makes it a 5-1 ball game now in favor of Kansas Wesleyan. That'll be ruled a base hit there by Omar Sadawi. Moving over to third base on a play is going to be Reggie York. Jeff Gonzalez moves over to second base. Omar Sadawi is on at first as he drives home his third run of the ball game. And now Jeff Boyer comes to the plate next. Boyer, he has walked and he has struck out so far today. He whacks out and the ball's hit hard to left field. Decker Brown goes back and he makes a diving catch out there. He can't get to it. It's off of his glove to the wall. One run comes in. Second run comes in. Here comes a third run to the plate. And Jeff Boyer gets a three-run double to left field. A hard hit ball there. Decker Brown tries to grab it out there, but he cannot do it. Goes off of his glove. It rolls to the wall. Now Kansas Wesleyan is taking a commanding lead here in the fifth.
Shortstop number 20, Tito Garcia.
Tito Garcia comes in there next. So three runs are in for Kansas Wesleyan. A man is on it to second base. And now Tito Garcia comes to the plate next. It is now an 8-1 ball game, and now Jim Bovey has seen enough. Jim Bovey is out of the dugout, and we're going to have a pitching change here as we expect to see Addison Ives, who's been warming up in the bullpen down there for Hastings College. So the senior, A.J. Clark, is going to be knocked out here in the fifth inning of play with only one man out. We got a pitching change coming up here for the Broncos. We'll take a break. Kansas Wesleyan has got the lead. The score is the Coyotes 8, Hastings College 1.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Noacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hastings Orthopedics, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally renowned academics. Ranked among the top liberal arts colleges in the nation by U.S. News and World Report, America's best colleges. Listed by Kaplan Newsweek as one of America's 369 most interesting schools. Named a best value college and best college in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Be, belong, become. Find out more at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Addison Nye is going to come out and throw for Hastings College now. A.J. Clark goes 4 1/3 innings. Gives up 8 runs so far, 7 strikeouts, 7 hits, 1 base on balls, and 3 hit batters for A.J. Clark in the ballgame. So Addison Nye comes out now for the Broncos. In this first game of the national tournament, Ives is 4-1 of the season. He's got 2 saves. He's thrown 32 1/3 innings, giving up 37 hits, 25 runs, 12 of those earned, 8 base on balls, 25 strikeouts. Teams are batting 334. Actually, his ERA is sitting at 3.34, and teams are batting 279 against him. So Addison Ives comes up there now for Hastings to try to get us out of the inning. A.J. Clark goes the first 4 1/3 here for the Broncos, and now Hastings is trailing by the score of 8-1 here in the ball game, doing their damage here in the fourth and fifth innings, and Jim Bovey has seen enough. There's a ground ball back up through the middle. Nobody's going to retrieve there by Sonny Huey as he cuts her off there and gets it over to the first baseman, John Rivera. Looked at that might be able to slide through in the center field, but nice play on the ball there by Sonny Huey. Goes over to the bag at second.
Next
to retrieve that one.
Five,
as Tito Garcia is retired in the play from short to first, and now Adam Jones comes back up there again for Kansas Wesleyan. The Coyotes sent 9 men to the plate in inning number 4 and scored 4 runs. This is the 9th batter to come to the plate again for Kansas Wesleyan here in the 5th. Kansas Wesleyan has scored 5 runs now here in this 5th inning of play. They scored 3 runs in the 4th and now 5 more here in the 5th. As the pitch comes down low on Adam Jones, and now it counts at 2 balls and no strikes. Jones so far with a couple of strikeouts in the ballgame. Reached on a fielder's choice back there in the 3rd. So Adam Jones still looking for his first base hit of the ballgame here in the 5th. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And Addison Ives is now falling behind this batter at 3 balls and no strikes. Addison Ives for Hastings College. Freshman from Littleton, Colorado, playing here for the Broncos here in this national tournament ball game. There's another ground ball. Sonny Huey grabs it behind the bag at 2nd. Is throwing to first base. That's going to be in time to catch Adam Jones. So the 2nd straight inning, Kansas Wesleyan sends 9 guys to the plate. They've done some major damage here in the 5th as they come up with 5 runs here in the 5th inning of play. We have played 5 complete here in Lubbock, Texas. The NAIA National Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. The score now, Kansas Wesleyan 8, Hastings College 1.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number 1 in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we saw in the GPAC tournament last week that the Broncos didn't come back. They came back from an 8-2 deficit to the University of Sioux Falls in an elimination ball game. Well, we're going to have to do it again. Hastings trailing now by the score of 8-1 here in the national tournament as we head to inning number 6. Matt Royal stays out there for Kansas Wesleyan. And the Broncos have had some base runners. In fact, we stranded 5 through the first 3 innings of play, but could not score. Hastings finally got a run in the 5th for their only run of the ball game. John Rivera is at the plate here to begin things here in the 6th. Rivera, Mack Land, and Gabe Salas. The count here on John Rivera is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes to get things started here in the 6th. Matt Royal working quickly, and there's a high fly ball again out into left center field. Coming out and making the catch is going to be the center field, Adam Jones, as he makes the catch out there for the first out. Mack Land comes out there next.
Next up, right fielder number 7, Mack Land.
Land is 0-2 so far today. He's flown out to center field, and he's flown out to shortstop. Pop one back to the shortstop in innings 2 and 4, respectively. Start of the day with a batting average of .292. And that ball is going to be hammered to left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Right over the head of Tito Garcia, the shortstop, making a big turn at first base. It's going to be Land, but he'll stay put there. So the Broncos have a base hit. That's going to be the 5th base hit of the ball game for Hastings. And now Gabe Salas comes to the plate next. 8-1 is the score. The Broncos have been out hit so far in the ball game, 10-5. Kansas Wesleyan doing all their damage in the 4th and 5th innings. They've set 18 men on the plate in those 2 innings. Gabe Salas up to the plate now for Hastings College as he waits on the pitch, and it's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here. Matt Royal has been effective. He's got 3 strikeouts in the ball game. Hastings out with 5 base hits. As the next pitch comes up, it's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner on Gabe. 1 ball and 1 strike. He had 1 base on balls in the first inning of play. That is 2nd one in the 2nd. 1 in the 3rd. Sent the Broncos down in order in the 4th inning of play. There's a ball hit back to the mound. Royal goes to 2nd base as they catch the lead runner down there. And Salas will get aboard here in the fielder's choice as the ball's hit right back to Royal.
Next up, the shortstop.
He chops down
two,
the lead runner down there at second base. And that's going to bring up Sonny Huey next. So Salas gets aboard here as Mac Land is retired back there at second base. Now there's two men out in the sixth inning. As Sonny Huey, the number nine, actually the number eight hitter here for Hastings today, comes to the plate here in the sixth as he takes a fastball outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Huey is 0-2 so far today here in this ball game. He's grounded out to second. It's flown out to left field out of this number eight position. As he steps in there from the right-hand side, a man on at first base, that is Salas. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-1 the count here to Sonny Huey. Huey in the GPAC tournament last week for Hastings College was 5 out of 14 for the plate up there in Sioux City. He had 5 RBIs a week ago. Gabe Salas, he's your base runner at first base. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be a breaking pitch there and a swing and a miss. Huey way out in front of that one. Matt Royal has been throwing about 90% fastballs here today, but Royal took something off of that one and Sonny Huey way out in front of that one. And it's one ball and two strikes. So Sonny digs back in there from the right-hand side, if you can dig in on the turf here. Here comes the next pitch. It's out in front of the plate. The ball is retrieved here by Jeff Boyer, the catcher, as the mask comes off. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Gabe Salas, your base runner down there. It's first base for Hastings, but sure, he's not going to be going here. The Broncos need all the base runners they can. In fact, Salas has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. Brandon Tronick will hold him on, the first baseman for Kansas Wesleyan. There's the ball hit right back up through the middle again. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit up to the center fielder, Adam Jones, as he picks it up there. So Sonny Huey gets a base hit right by the pitcher, Matt Royal. He couldn't knock her down there on the mound as he goes trickling into center field for a base hit. So Hastings down with runners on at first and second base here in the sixth inning. And Zach Nelson comes to the plate next. Nelson's been on base both times here for Hastings in the ball game. Had a single back there in the fifth, and he reached on a base on balls in the second. The Broncos with two men out now in the sixth inning, and runners on at first and second base. Here comes a breaking pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Zach Nelson. This guy we're seeing on the pitcher's mound today for Kansas Wesleyan. He's one of two guys that are on their staff. He's got 10 wins. He's 10-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike down to Zach Nelson. Well, he's got an ERA this season at 3.18. He's thrown 65 innings so far for Kansas Wesleyan coming into the national tournament. He has been effective today against the Bronco hitters. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it is now two balls and one strike. Hastings stranded 5 runners in the first 3 innings and did not score. Finally broke through with 1 run in the fifth. Now they're trailing by the score of 8-1 to Kansas Wesleyan in this opening round game of the national tournament. There's a ball hit the right field. That's going to be a base hit picked up by Reggie York out there. And the Broncos will put up the stop sign at third base as Salas will stay put here. Zach Nelson gets his second base hit of the ball game. That time to right field. Now Hastings with the bases juiced here in the sixth. Two men out of the inning. That brings up Decker Brown next.
Decker Brown.
So Decker Brown comes to the plate now for Hastings. Broncos with a chance to do a little damage here in the sixth. Brown so far today is still looking for his first base hit of the ballgame. Flew out to center field his last time up there. Grounded out a couple of times, and now the pitching coach for Kansas Wesleyan is going to come out and have a little chat here with the main man out there for Kansas Wesleyan and Matt Royal. Your Bronco baseball coverage today brought to you by Hastings College, also by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist, by the Real Estate Group out of Hastings, and by Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning. Bronco Baseball from 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Hayes Field in Texas, Lubbock, Texas to be exact, an 11-hour trip from the city of Hastings. Matt Royal going to stay out there as the conference was brief. Decker Brown will come to the plate next for Hastings College. Next ball game going to feature Rogers State out of Oklahoma, the 15th-ranked team in the country, up against the Northwood of Texas. They are ranked number 21. They will square off with a 2:30 starting time here at Hayes Field. The pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball, and it is now one ball and no strikes here to Decker Brown, who starts the day with a batting average of 237. 11 strikeouts and 11 walks so far this year for Decker Brown, playing out in left field for the Broncos today. There's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. There is now one ball and one strike to Brown. Daniel Nealon would be next, and then we'll see probably A.J. Clark, who stays in there as the designated hitter for the Broncos. And the next ball is going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. That's going to be retrieved by the pitcher, Matt Royal, and the inning is over. So again, the Broncos load up the bases, and Decker Brown pops up here on a 1-1 pitch, grabbed by Matt Royal, the pitcher for the Kansas Wesleyan Coyotes, and the inning is over. Hastings lets a golden opportunity sneak by the board here. No runs.
In the top of the sixth, the Broncos scored no runs on three hits. There were no Coyotes.
No errors on the Kansas Wesleyan and 3 men left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Lubbock, Texas with a score. Kansas Wesleyan 8, Hastings College 1.
Neighbors, we shouldn't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. Let's go to Ace. Get help quickly from people who know their stuff. We can get our yard work done and get our barbecue on. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful
Hastings
place.
College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally renowned academics. Ranked among the top liberal arts colleges in the nation by U.S. News & World Report, America's best colleges. Listed by Kaplan Newsweek as one of America's 369 most interesting schools. Named a best value college and best college in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Be, belong, become. Find out more at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to baseball today from the NAIA National Tournament in Lubbock, Texas. Hastings College trailing Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 8-1. Winner of this ball game will get the number one seed here in the national tournament here in this Lubbock bracket. It'll be Lubbock Christian, the host team. They're ranked number 9 in the country. That ball game will go at 6 o'clock tonight. The Broncos are unable to come back here in this ball game. They will play again tomorrow morning at 11 in this double elimination tournament in the elimination ball game. 10:45 for the pregame show. Here on 1230 KHS, they would play the loser of this next ball game coming up between Rogers State and the Northwood of Texas. A couple of ranked teams will score off here in the second ball game. The 15th and number 21 ranked teams in the country will play here in the second ball game. So Hastings College now trailing by the score of 8-1 as Jordan Bain will lead things off with a single now to right field. Boy, they have sent 18 guys to the plate. We have started the last three innings now in the exact same spot. Brandon. And Kansas Wesleyan has scored 8 runs here in the 2 innings. And Jordan Bain leads off the inning, much like he has the last couple, as he gets a single to right field. So Jordan Bain gets aboard here. And now Brandon Tronick, the first baseman, comes up there next. Tronick is the guy that has that hefty batting average of .450 coming into the national tournament here this week. Tronick so far today, he is 2-for-3 so far. He has scored a run, a couple of singles. He has struck out. In fact, he struck out back during the fifth. Taking a lead down there at first base now is going to be Jordan Bain. He'll stay put. Tronick tries to lay down a button, takes a strike. Nothing and one to Brandon Tronick. Bain is down there at first base. His base-stealing numbers so far this year, 5-of-6. The Coyotes is a team, 146-for-167 in stealing bases this year. Bain stays put again as the pitch is going to be way outside for a ball this time on Brandon Tronick. It's now one ball and one strike on the Tronick, junior from Las Vegas, Nevada. Wind starting to pick up a little bit here in Lubbock, blowing to the right field corner here this afternoon. There's a throw over to first base, and Bain is back in there. At first slide back at first base, applying the tag was John Rivera, but it was not in time. 11 base hits now for Kansas Wesleyan in the ball game. Hastings has got 6. Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-1. Tronick lays down a bunt again down to third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. And they count now at 1-2. So the leading hitter here for Kansas Wesleyan trying to lay down a bunt a couple of times here on this at-bat unsuccessfully. And now probably swinging away here with the count at 1-2 and a man on at first base. That's in the form of Jordan Bain. John Rivera will hold him on over there. Big gap between the first baseman Rivera and the second baseman Gabe Salas, as Gabe is kind of sliding over towards second. Here comes the next ball. It's going to be hit down the line in right field. That's going to be a base hit picked up out there by Mack Lamb. Runner is around the bag at second on his way to third. That's going to be Bain and a stand-up double by Brandon Trotic. Ball retreat out there by Land. Gets it back to the infield. So the first two guys have reached base safely now against Anderson Ives here in the sixth inning. And now John Mehick will come to the plate next. Now some more relievers heading down to the Bronco bullpen here for Hastings down there in the third base side. Addison Ives now running into problems here in the sixth as the first two guys have reached base safely here. After A.J. Clark went the first four in the third innings, John Mehick is up there next. He had a single and scored a run in the fifth, flew out to center field, and he has struck out so far here in this ball game as a pitch is in there for a strike in the outside corner. So Addison Ives, who had a very productive GPAC tournament a week ago, had a couple of appearances for Hastings College in the five games that we played last week, has run into a jam here in this sixth inning. After getting the last two guys of the fifth inning, he takes a strike here on the outside corner. It's now nothing and two to John Mehick. He had a batting average of .390 on the regular season. One base hit and three trips to the plate so far. Kansas Wesleyan with base runners on now at second and third base here in this sixth inning of play. Tronic is down there at second. Jordan Bain is on at third. There's a bouncing ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. Daniel Nealon watches that one scamper on by, and the count remains at 0-2. Nealon is at third base today. Sonny Huey is at shortstop. Gabe Salas at second base. John Rivera is at first. Out in the outfield, Brown, Decker Brown out in left. Zach Nelson out in center. Mack Land is out in right field. We're in the sixth inning of play, the bottom of the sixth. Kansas Wesleyan leading by the score of 8-1. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-2. 8-1, Wesleyan with a lead, and the Coyotes are looking for more here in the sixth. Hastings had no problems in the first three and a third innings, but that's when the floodgates open up, so to speak. Last two innings have not been very pretty here. There's that ball hit to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Going to score one. Here comes the second one to the plate as the ball is retrieved by Zach Nelson. So a two-run single again for John Mehick as he hits that one right back up through the middle. Scores two runs. Now it's a 10-1 ball game in favor of Kansas Wesleyan.
Now batting the right fielder, number 26, Reggie York.
Reggie York comes up there next. All he's done today, he's got three base hits. He's got a single. He's got a double. He's got another single. He scored two runs. So a two-run single by John Mehick here in the sixth. And now it's a 10-1 ball game in favor of Kansas Wesleyan. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So it is now nothing and one to Reggie York as he slides back into the right-hand batter's box here for Kansas Wesleyan. York is senior from Fort Worth, Texas. Runner is down there at first base. That's a Mehick as the next pitch is way outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in Lubbock, Texas. Hastings trailing here, the number five seed, Hastings College, against the number four seed in Kansas Wesleyan in this five-team double elimination tournament. Next pitch is a strike in there. Reggie wanted to go around as the pitch came inside, and a strike is delivered up there to Reggie York. Kind of handcuffed there. He didn't know what to do. Takes a strike, so it's one ball and two strikes here to Reggie York, batting in the number five position here for Kansas Wesleyan. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes out. So Addison Ives records his first strikeout of the ball game since coming on there in the fifth. And that's going to bring up Jeff Gonzalez next. Gonzalez.
Next up to left fielder, number 10, Jeff Gonzalez.
He's been on base twice so far today, but he's paid for it. He's been hit by a pitch both times. He has scored two runs in the fourth and fifth innings, respectively. His only time up there, he had a strikeout in the second, so he's officially 0-for-1 in the ball game today as he bats here in the sixth. And he will take a pitch here. That's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Jeff Gonzalez. He started the day with a batting average of .309 this season. So Gonzalez now waits for the pitch from Addison Ives, who's on in relief of A.J. Clark. who goes 4 1/3 innings for Hastings today. The next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now even up at 1-1 here to Gonzalez. Batting from the left side, Gonzalez has got 25 base hits and 81 trips to the plate so far this year. 5 doubles, no triples. He's got a home run, 15 RBIs. Addison Eyes again works. Here's a bouncing ball right side of the diamond. Salas has got it at second. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. That moves the base runner along to second base. So Jeff Gonzalez is thrown out on a play from second to first. Omar Sadawi comes up to the plate next.
Second baseman number 9, Omar Sadawi.
Sadawi flew out to a center field in the second inning. Had a 2-run single in the fourth. Had a 1-run single in the fifth inning of play. Now he's got a chance to do some more damage here in the sixth. 10-1. Kansas Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College here in this first ball game of the NAIA National Tournament down here in Lubbock, Texas. Omar Sadawi waits on the pitch. Fastball from Addison Ives. It's going to miss inside. 1-0 the count. We'll either see Colton Williams or Kirby Wells in game number 2 tomorrow or tonight, regardless of Hastings will play either tonight or tomorrow, depending on what happens here. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. If we can pull a rabbit out of our hats here, Hastings would win this ball game, and we'll see Colton Williams in the second ball game tonight at 6 o'clock against the number 1 seed in Lubbock Christian. If not, we'll see Kirby Wells tomorrow in the elimination ball game at 11 o'clock. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It is now 2-1 here to Omar Sadawi. Jake Boyer would be next, and then Tito Garcia. Now in the bottom third of the order here for Kansas Wesleyan. 9 guys came to the plate in the fourth. They scored 3 runs. 9 guys came to the plate in the fifth. They've scored 5 runs. Now they scored 2 more here in the sixth. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be poked to right field. It's going to be in foul territory. The count is at 2-2. Coming up next here in Lubbock, it'll be Rogers State out of Oklahoma, the 15th-ranked team in the country, up against Northwood of Texas, the number 21-ranked team. They will score off at 2:30. Hastings can now pull this one out. We'll see the loser of that ball game tomorrow morning. We're in the sixth inning right now. It's a 10-1 ball game in favor of Kansas Wesleyan. Coyotes have a runner at second base. There's a chopper again down to third base side. That's going to be in foul territory. And the count remains at 2-2. The Bronco baseball coverage today brought to you in part by the Hastings Vision Clinic, also by CPI Mr. Tire, and by the Auto Glass Experts of Hastings. 2-2 here to Omar Sadawi as he's in the right-hand batter's box here with club in hand, waiting on the pitch here from Addison Ives. Here it comes. It's going to be hit on the ground toward third, picked up there by Nealon. His long throw to first base, it's going to be off of the bag, and Rivera cannot tag out the runner down there. So Omar Sadawi is going to be safe down there at first base. Nealon fields the ball cleanly at third base. His throw over to John Rivera was to the home plate side of the bag at first. John then tries to apply the tag down there at first base, but cannot get to Omar Sadawi as Omar is into the bag here at first base.
Now batting the catcher, number 24, so Jake Boyer.
Jake Boyer is going to come to the plate next. So they're going to rule that one a base hit for Omar Sadawi. And Jake Boyer will come to the plate next. He's done some damage. He had a double that produced 3 runs in the fifth inning of play. Now runners are on at first and second base here for Kansas Wesleyan as Boyer comes to the plate next. He struck out two back there in the third. He's also had a walk. So he's 1-for-2 officially here in this ball game today. There's 2 men out for Kansas Wesleyan. There's a ball hit right to Sonny Huey at shortstop, and he snags it here for the third out. So a hard hit ball, but right at Sonny Huey at shortstop as Jake Boyer will line out to Huey to end the inning. So no more damage done, but Kansas Wesleyan able to plate 2 runs there in the sixth inning of play. 2 runs
in the bottom
on 4
of the sixth,
base hits. No errors on Hastings.
There's 1 Bronco error and 2 runners.
One error on Hastings,
base.
3 base hits
score after 6 complete
for
innings
Kansas
play.
Wesleyan. And 2 runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning of play with a score, Kansas Wesleyan 10, Hastings 1.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Hunter Ward is going to come on now and throw here for the Coyotes. This game threatening to get away here. 10-1 is the score. Hunter Ward is a 6'1", 185-pound senior from Lake Jackson, Texas. So Matt Royal goes the first six innings here today. Facing challenge and now bat here in the seventh. 10-1 ball game. The Broncos are trailing here in the contest. So Hunter Ward comes out. His record is sitting at 4 wins and 3 losses on the season. 6.46 is his earned run average. He's thrown 39 innings so far for Kansas Wesleyan. 52 base hits, 32 runs, 28 of those have been earned. 15 base on balls and 38 strikeouts.
Now batting third base in the break team. Daniel
Team's batting
Galen.
317 against him. So Hunter Ward, who's a right-handed thrower, now comes on to face Hastings College here in the seventh inning of play. It's going to be Daniel Nealon, A.J. Clark, and Jeff Hobbs. John Rivera would then follow them if they can get aboard here. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-1 as Daniel Nealon fouls away the next pitch. One ball and one strike here to Nealon. He's had a base on ball so far today. He's flown out to center field. They reached on a base hit back there in the fifth. 10-1 is the score. There's a high chopper toward third. Jordan Bain has got it. His long throw to third base is going to be in time, or first base is going to be in time. Retrieved by Bain at third across the diamond. It catches Daniel Nealon over at first base. So he heads back to the third base dugout. A.J. Clark comes up there next. Clark started on the mound here for Hastings today, went 4 1/3 innings. Now the DH here in this contest. Got to keep his bat in the lineup here. His batting average is at .294 this season, but he is 0-3 so far today. Clark struck out in the first, blown out to center field in inning number 3. And he flew out to left field in the fifth inning. So he's 0-3 so far today. Clark will now switch around to the left-hand batter's box as he's going to face Hunter Ward, the right-handed thrower now here in the seventh. So the switch hitting A.J. Clark, now batting from the left-hand side after going 0-3. He takes a strike here, and the count to him is at 2-1. So one ball and two strikes. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Tito Garcia, high hopper, as he throws it over the first base. He retires A.J. Clark, and it's two up, two down for Hastings here in the seventh. That's going to bring up Jeff Hobbs next.
Next up, the catcher.
Hastings with seven base hits so far in the ball game, but only one run. Got that one run in the fifth. Hastings stranded 5 runners in the first 2 innings. Never did threaten to score. And then the floodgates opened up for Kansas Wesleyan as they got things going in the middle third of this ball game. There's a ground ball again to short. The Broncos go down in order here in the seventh inning of play. Ground balls by Daniel Nealon, A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Kansas Wesleyan 10, Hastings College 1.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings going to have another new pitcher out there. Adam Paulson is going to come on. Hastings also going to have a new second baseman as well. Adam Paulson is going to be your pitcher out here for Hastings College. Paulson is 3-5 this season. He's thrown 40 innings, giving up 41 hits, 26 runs, 21 of those earned, 21 base on balls, 25 strikeouts, 4.73 is his ERA. Team's batting 272 against him. Hastings also going to have a new left fielder out there as well. It's Jim Bovey going to make some substitutions as Zach Nelson is now going to be out in left field. That means we got a new center fielder as well for Hastings College as Nelson moves over from the center field. 10-1 is the score.
Leading off with the shortstop, number 20, Tito Garcia.
Tito Garcia is going to come to the plate next for Kansas Wesleyan. Child scoring 3 runs in the fourth inning of play, 5 more in the fifth, 2 more in the sixth. Tito Garcia, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Adam Paulson now throwing for Hastings College out there. So we start with A.J. Clark. Go to Addison Ives and now Paulson. Adam Paulson to the mound for Hastings here in the seventh inning of play. As the pitch comes inside for a ball. Mike Tomlin is now your center fielder for Hastings College. So Mike Tomlin is out in center field. Zach Nelson moves over to left field for Hastings, and Mack Land is out in right field. The infield is going to stay the same with Nealon at third base. Sonny Huey is still at shortstop. I think Salas is still there at second base with John Rivera on at first. And there's a base on balls delivered up there. So Tito
next
Garcia
heads
down to the bag at first base. First walk given up there by Adam Paulson. Hastings trailing in the ball game 10-1. This one's scheduled for 9 here today between Hastings and Kansas Wesleyan. Adam Jones comes to the plate next. Jones, he is 0-4 so far today. Struck out a couple of times, grounded out a couple of times. So he's 0-4 with Tito Garcia down there at the first base now for Kansas Wesleyan as the first pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing at 1 to Adam Jones. This one's scheduled for 9, but I assume the 10-run rule is in effect here in the national tournament. We will double-check that, and they say, yeah. 10-run rule is in effect here in the national tournament. Next pitch is going to be swung out and missed, and Adam Jones is behind on the count of no balls and 2 strikes. So Kansas Wesleyan scores in this inning. This ball game is going to be over early. Broncos in their first national tournament ball game being beaten here by a score of 10-1. Pitch comes inside and beans Adam Jones. So he gets aboard here. So we've got a walk and a hit batter so far here in the seventh inning. Adam Paulson. Now Jordan Bain comes to the plate next. Jordan Bain so far today. He's popped one back to the third baseman. He has struck out once. Been hit by a pitch, scored a run, single. And now he comes up there with runners on at first and second base. Adam Paulson now, the pitcher for Hastings. He's the third one used by the Broncos here in this national tournament today. As the pitch is going to come inside for a ball. Now one ball and no strikes. So it appears that Hastings College will be playing in the elimination ball game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against either 15th-ranked Rogers State or number 21, Northwood of Texas. As the next pitch comes to play, it's going to be down low for a ball. Hastings just gave Kansas Wesleyan way too many chances there in the fourth and fifth innings. A.J. Clark not on his game today. Hit a couple of men. A.J. Clark went 4 1/3 innings today. Hit three batters, walked a man, gave up 8 runs, had 7 strikeouts, and 7 base hits there. The majority of the damage right there in the 4th, 5th, and 6th innings. Addison Ives came on there in the 6th and was not very effective for Hastings as he gave up the 2 runs and 3 base hits. Hastings with a miscue there. And now we got Adam Paulson out there, the third pitcher used by the Broncos. There's an inside high fastball and a swing and a miss by Jordan Bain. And the count to him is 2 balls and 1 strike. Brandon Tronick would be next. 10-1 is the score. Kansas Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College here in this first ball game of the Lubbock bracket of the NAIA National Tournament. Next pitch to him is going to be popped up. Going to stay here in the infield. And who's going to call for it? It's going to be Nealon at third base. He's going to make the catch there. Daniel Nealon grabs it there for Hastings, kind of shielding his eyes as the ball came out of the sun. Jordan Bain will fly out to the third baseman, Daniel Nealon. That's going to bring John Mihek next. We're going to have a pinch hitter now coming to the plate here in the number 3 role in the batting order. For Kansas Wesleyan, it's going to be number 7, Kyle Lynch. Lynch is out of Nebraska, Omaha Bryan to be exact. So Lynch will come to the plate. His batting average is sitting at .324.
Now batting for the Coyotes, number 7, Kyle Lynch.
So Kyle Lynch is going to come up there. He's got 11 base hits and 34 trips to the plate. He will come up here now in the 7th inning of play for the first baseman, Brandon Tronick. Base runners are on at first and second base as a pitch from Paulson is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Lynch, he's got 3 doubles so far this year. No triples, no home runs. He's got 8 RBIs. Product from Omaha Bryan playing there for Kansas Wesleyan. Team that comes in here from Salina, Kansas. So Lynch, the right-handed batter, working against the right-handed thrower in Paulson. There's a ground ball right by the third baseman, Nealon, in the left field, around the bag at third, and coming home is going to be a Tito Garcia as the run scores as Lynch delivers up a ball hit to Nealon at shortstop, and that's going to be the ball game. It's going to be a 10-run rule as a Tito Garcia comes around from third base to score, and Kansas Wesleyan wins the ball game here this afternoon over Hastings College, 11-1. So the Broncos will play in the elimination ball game tomorrow at 11 o'clock against either 15th-ranked Rogers State out of Oklahoma or number 21 Northwood of Texas. They will score off in the next ball game coming up at 2:30 this afternoon. Meanwhile, Kansas Wesleyan, they will move on to play in the winner's bracket ball game. They will see the top-seeded team here, the host team in Lubbock, Lubbock Christian University, at 6 o'clock tonight. Again, the final score, it was Kansas Wesleyan beating Hastings College today in the NAIA National Tournament here in Lubbock, Texas, by the score of 11-1. Back with a recap after this.
You know you need new tires before hitting the road for your family's next vacation. Get great tires and get $50 in gas from CPI Mr. Tire. Just buy 4 qualifying Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire and you'll earn $50 for your next fill-up. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for all the details. Master the road with Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roof, and carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
It's not too early to get your pass for all of next year's action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into all of next year's great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 402-461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Lubbock, Texas. Hastings College drops one here this afternoon to Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 11-1. The final numbers in the ball game: Kansas Wesleyan scoring 11 runs on 13 base hits. They commit one error in the ball game today. They leave seven men on the base pads. Hastings College with one run, seven base hits, two errors. They leave nine. Matt Royal is going to be the winning pitcher for Kansas Wesleyan today. He is now 11-2 on the season. A.J. Clark will be the loser. Clark is now 6-5. He has lost his last three decisions for Hastings College. Again, it was 11-1, Kansas Wesleyan knocking off Hastings today. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Jacoby, Carpet One, Floor and Home in Hastings and Kearney invites you into our showrooms for National Karastan Month. Ready for some color after a long winter? Yearning for a carpet that is soft yet durable? Our Karastan Month sale is now in progress, and you can earn up to $1,000 cash back. There's never been a better time to invest in Karastan quality and style. Berbers, shags, and eco-friendly fibers, traditional florals to exciting prints. You'll find it all during National Karastan Month at Jacoby, Carpet One, Floor and Home, Hastings and Kearney.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rates, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Noacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hastings Orthopedics, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Kansas Wesleyan wins it here this afternoon over Hastings College. Final score of 11-1. The Coyotes now 35-15 in the season. Hastings College losing the contest. They are now 28-23. Broncos will play again tomorrow morning at 11. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 10:45 tomorrow as Hastings will play either 15th-ranked Rogers State or number 21 Northwood of Texas. Hastings scoring their only run in the fifth inning today. Kansas Wesleyan did all their damage in the middle third of this ballgame. Three runs in the fourth inning, five runs in the fifth. They scored two more in the sixth and one in the seventh, and that's all she wrote. The ballgame ends early after seven innings as the Kansas Wesleyan beats Hastings by the score of 11-1. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision On-Site Spectacle Lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com.
Back here in Lubbock, Texas, Hastings College dropping this one here this afternoon to Kansas Wesleyan, losing by a score of 11-1 in seven innings. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. We'll come back and talk with him right after this.
Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game for Hastings College today going to be Jeff Hobbs. Did the catching for us again this afternoon. All seven innings as Hastings drops this one 11-1 at Kansas Wesleyan. And Jeff, thanks for stopping up. Obviously, not the start that we wanted here today.
No, absolutely not. You don't want to come out and start the tournament like this because you got to win a lot to get back in it. So it's very frustrating.
We got out to a good start. The first three innings, we were playing toe-to-toe with these guys, but things really opened up in the fourth. A.J. Yep. Ran into some problems there.
Well, obviously, if you walk a few guys or hit a batter or make an error here and there, these teams are going to hurt you, and that's what they did. And when you start giving them free bases, they're going to get the hits, and they're going to blow the game right open with a big inning, and that's what happened.
It was uncharacteristic that EJ today. He had his strikeouts, had seven strikeouts today. He allowed seven hits, but also walked a man and had a couple of hit batters. And yep. Like I said, that's just too many opportunities
yep.
there.
Yep, that and this team can run, they can hit, and We got a chance to throw him out on the base paths. I had the second guy out. I got the first guy and the second guy, and our shortstop dropped the ball. But it happens, and then when you compile that with an error and then a hit by pitch, they're gonna blow it right open with their bat. So it's AJ threw well. It's just a few mistakes. If you have a few mistakes on a few batters out here, you're gonna get hurt.
Is that magnified when we get to a tournament like this? The miscues we kind of got away with during the year, but is that magnified when we get here?
Yeah, like I said, you can't let these teams have free bases. It'll hurt you all day. So even though that was the fourth seed, if we give up that many bases to a higher seed team, it's going to be we're going to pay the price even more. So we just got to throw strikes and let our defense do some work for us.
Talk about AJ's outing today during his time out there. He had his strikeouts, like we said. It looked like he had some good stuff.
Yeah, he did. We were able to work our stuff. We were able to keep them guessing. Their power guys, their middle guys, didn't really start off very well, and we had their number. And then we just got to the middle part of the game, and he started hitting a few guys, and then they started waiting on some pitches, and they found some holes, and then they found a gap. And I don't know, it wasn't AJ's day. He threw well, but a few mistakes will hurt you.
Addison Ives and Adam Paulson coming out and finishing things off for Hastings, but the Broncos losing this one by the score of 11-1, and now you guys have to wait around. It's kind of a different deal. You wait around, you lose, and you wait till tomorrow, but what about the attitude of the guys?
Obviously, we were a little down. We didn't want to come out and get 10 run in the first game, but we realized that we got to play hard or we're going home, so hopefully we come out with a little more intensity, a little more pep in our step, and get after it and start hitting the ball and not getting ourselves out. So we just got to come out with a better attitude next game.
Coach talked about in the pregame show, you guys maybe being a little tight. Would that have something to do with the ball game today?
Yeah, I don't know if we were a little tense or anxious or what, but obviously you can't be tense out here because then you're not going to be able to follow through. But these are some good teams. We just got to play relaxed. We are here, so we're where we want to be. We just got to go out there, play relaxed, and play our game and not fall into those holes. So.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Jeff Hobbs, again, our player of the game for Hastings College. Had one base hit for us today out of the seven that Hastings put on the board, but Hastings dropping this one to Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 11-1. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, just call 402-462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
You know you need new tires before hitting the road for your family's next vacation. Get great tires and get $50 in gas from CPI Mr. Tire. Just buy four qualifying Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire and you'll earn $50 for your next fill-up. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for all the details. Master the road with Mastercraft tires at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The Jim Bobby Postgame Show is brought to you by Witt Plumbing. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 402-463-4664.
Back in Lubbock, Texas, Hastings College dropping one here today to Kansas Wesleyan, losing by the score of 11-1 in seven innings. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bobby in the postgame, coach, obviously not the start we wanted down here in Texas.
Well, not at all, and I think we're all disappointed that we didn't play like we had been the last week and a half. We had a lot to do with it. They had a lot to do with it, and we're disappointed by that. And just had a couple chances to get back in the game, but when we didn't, you know, they pretty much manhandled us.
We went toe-to-toe with these guys for, what, 3 1/3 innings, and then things got to started to unravel there in the fourth.
Well, yeah, and really, I don't know what inning they put the five spot up. Was that the fifth? You know, they got the three. Even at that point, I mean, even though we weren't hitting the ball well at that point, we got a run. And you think, well, maybe if we hold them right here, we can start scrapping away and get it into a 3-3, 4-4 game late, and then we kind of like our chances. But the inning where, you know, we had the guy throwing out stealing, we dropped the ball, and then they just – you know, they weren't really cheap hits. They hit the ball solidly. And, you know, I thought A.J. looked pretty good. for three innings, and then they just got to him, and I thought he had one more good start in him, you know, even though he hadn't been as sharp the last two outings, and for three innings I looked maybe like I was right, but I wasn't when it was all said and done, and you know, once it got to eight, their guy was throwing good enough. It was going to be tough for us to score eight.
AJ had seven strikeouts during his time out there, four and a third innings. Looked like he had his good stuff, but this is a much better hitting team than we're really accustomed to.
It sure is. You know, what happens is when you make an error, they make you pay for it. Or you give them an extra base, they make you pay for it. They don't chase maybe as many bad pitches. If you make a mistake pitching, they make you, you know, they have more guys who can run. They had some guys who can run. You know, they didn't make an error that would open the gate for us. And then, like we said before we came on, we weren't playing a middle of the road GPAC team. We were playing a pretty good team, and you're going to have to play your best. And we did not play our best at all today.
Hastings with a couple of miscues in the ball game. Like we talked to Jeff, they seem to amplify when we get to the national tournament, do they?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, Jeff had made a comment to me when I took AJ about the errors, and I said, we only have one. You know, it's just that you're right. It can be a big one if it opens up an inning like that one did. And, you know, we were tight. I told you in the pregame, we were very tight. And I tried to loosen us up a bit. But, you know, we went back to some of the old things at the plate, swinging at first pitches and getting ourselves out, overswinging. And he was good enough that wasn't going to work against him.
Hastings College has stranded, five base runners in the first three innings. Never could come up with that hit to maybe get one home. Maybe would have melted some of that ice out there.
Yeah, and we scored, I think, the inning got a leadoff guy on. But, you know, not getting the leadoff guy on, if a guy's not going to walk here, they're not going to make an error. It's pretty tough to move him around. You know, especially we're not a real power-hitting team. So they just didn't make the mistakes, and we couldn't create the things that could turn the game in our favor.
So 11-1, the final score, Kansas Wesleyan. They'll move on to play the number one seed here in the Lubbock Christian coming up tonight. Now we've got to wait around until tomorrow to play an elimination ball game at 11. And we're not going to have anything easy in round number two. Rogers State, that is ranked, Northwood of Texas, is also ranked in the national ranking.
Well, you and I knew that our best chance to get a win was probably right away out of the chute. With a team that doesn't have the name Lubbock Christian or Rogers State from a power conference, even though they're a very good team. You know, so not to get it and to play in the fashion we did is disappointing. But you're right, it's going to be tough tomorrow. Now, I think we'll come out and play better tomorrow just because of we'll have another day, we'll relax a little bit. You know, whether that's going to be good enough or not, who knows. But I hope we can play better and you know, at least show the people here a little bit more of what we're capable of and why we were able to make this trip. We'll relax today and we'll go with Kirby tomorrow, and all pitchers, you know, there's no sense saving somebody for tomorrow night. Everybody will have to be available and we just got to hope we can generate some runs and those guys can keep some hitters off balance.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovey, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one to Kansas Wesleyan here this afternoon by the score of 11-1 in Lubbock, Texas. We'll come back and get a final word right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
So Kansas Wesleyan wins it today. Final score of 11-1 as the Coyotes did a lot of damage in the middle part of this baseball game here today. The Coyotes scoring their first runs of the ball game in the fourth inning as they scored three runs. Hastings coming back in the fifth inning, the top of the fifth and getting a run, but then the floodgates open in the fifth inning as the Coyotes scored five runs on four base hits. They had two more in the sixth and then the one in the seventh. This game ends early, the 10-run rule. As Kansas Wesleyan beats Hastings by the score of 11-1. A.J. Clark, again, the losing pitcher for Hastings. He goes 4 1/3, gives up 10 hits officially, 8 runs, all 8 earned, 1 base on balls and 7 strikeouts. Addison Ives threw an inning and 2/3 today. He gives up 3 hits and 2 runs, both of those earned, no base on balls and 1 strikeout. And then Adam Paulson came on and threw the last third of an inning. He gives up the 1 run. and one base on balls as Hastings lose this one. Clark is now 6-4 on the season for Hastings. He's lost his last three starts now. Meanwhile, the winning pitcher is going to be Matt Royal. Matt Royal, correction on the A.J. Clark, he's now going to be 6-5. 6-5 on the season as he has lost his third straight starts. Matt Royal is going to be the winning pitcher for Kansas Wesleyan. He goes six innings today, gives up seven hits, one run. That was earned. Three base on balls and three strikeouts as Kansas Wesleyan wins by the score of 11-1. Kansas Wesleyan down 35-15 on the season. They'll play in the winner's bracket game. Coming up, they'll take on the number one seeded team in the host Lubbock Christian coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Hastings drops to 28-23. They will play in the loser's bracket ball game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against either Rogers State of Oklahoma or Northwood of Texas. Both of those teams are ranked, and they'll score off at 2:30 here this afternoon. We'll be on the air tomorrow morning with a pregame show at 10:45. That'll wrap things up from Lubbock, Texas. Again, the final score, it was Kansas Wesleyan beating Hastings today in seven innings, final score of 11-1. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Lubbock.
The following was a production of Platte River Radio Sports, brought to you in part by Bill Hamburger Remodeling, Auto Glass Experts, CPI Mr. Tire, Hastings Vision Clinic, Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, the Real Estate Group of Hastings, and Hastings Orthopedic Sports Medicine Specialists. Hastings College Baseball on 1230 KJS.